808s and cold takes. Three dudes and three shit opinions.
Welcome back, fuckers.
Welcome back to 808s and cold takes. This is going to be a long one.
Is it?
That's what she said.
I don't know the lyrics. Fuck.
I'm a little lost. This is the intro, but I know when the song starts.
I'm a little lost, but fair enough.
Starts right here. And this beat from Cash, not from YouTube. Baby, soon as I get home, I'll make it up to you. Baby, I do what I gotta do. As soon as I get home.
Alex, I'm your biggest fan. I want to fuck you.
I'll make it up to you. Carlos, I'll make that asshole bleed.
Sleepless nights. And I fucked up that bar already. Oh, this. You can fuck me up, Max.
I'm lost, bro, because I have the Google lyrics pulled up and they're not with the song, so they're just written out.
As you like said that very graphic lyric, I was still captivated.
I'm glad that was. I'm glad I could finally entrance you in my trap.
Musical duo.
Can't wait to
Mickey Mateo the Mouse and Max Evans.
Yeah, Max Evans, Biggie's husband.
Yes.
Fuck Biggie like I did. Fuck Bad Boy and fuck
Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep as a no fuck Mobb Deep fuck Biggie fuck Bad Boys or staff record label and as a motherfucking crew, and if you want to get down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All right,
yeah.
So we're gonna record the date. By the way, date is June 2nd. We're gonna be recording
and this
our,
probably won't come out for 5 months.
Yeah. We're gonna do our darndest. This is a mid-year review of what we like, what we don't like, really just what we like. We didn't really talk about what we don't like. But yeah, so just to be clear, we're going to talk, I keep losing the list, if anybody has it on hand. Top 10 albums. Top
songs.
10 songs, beat of the year.
And feature.
Did we count all verses?
Three concerts.
Did we just count verses? Verse of the year? I had verse of the year.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, and then top three concerts. As of today, There was a bunch of shit that dropped. I have not listened to the Moneybagg Yo tape or the Spider-Verse album. And I haven't finished the DaBoy and the Mechanics project, although I was fucking with it.
Everyone was waiting on that one.
Yeah, I was fucking with it. So stay tuned for December.
The state of the West Coast is in your
hands. Take me back to November. Also, if you're going to Camp Flognock, catch Braden there because he'll be in the cut. Braden in the cut by himself. Holy shit, that's loud!
Counterclockwise spinners.
Holla at your boy.
Anyways.
All right.
That'll be me.
Fuck the op.
All right, let's do this.
Dude, I love that.
Who wants to start? So we can do this one of two ways. I think what we usually do is...
Damn, hella people drop. Boozy dropped.
Dude, kill yourself. No one's listening to that.
Hey, yo, we checking out that... We reviewing that Boozy album?
So we can do this one of two ways. We can all... go in a circle and do 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, blah, blah, blah. Or we could all just do our list. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let you guys decide because I still haven't written mine out.
I mean, I have my albums written out. I don't have all my songs written out.
Do we just need to take a pause and write everything out real quick?
We will be back after this short commercial break.
1 second.
Actually, no, I think Mateo should say
bro,
that.
The Soulja game just came out.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, are you serious?
Dude, I know it. Okay. Never mind. I got it.
It was only $20 on OfferUp.
What the fuck? Play over 100. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't speak English.
Soon
play over 500
as
games.
I make it.
This big guy, two times my age with tattoos, gave it to me and then beat me in the alleyway.
Holy shit. Oh, cut that, please.
I love that where he's like, what do you say, kids? Why do you just keep standing there, you fucking dumbass?
Well, are you a fucking dumbass or are you going to respond?
That's my favorite.
Oh, man.
Offset and Jim have a song?
Dude, that song's good. I heard that song. That song's cold as fuck.
This feature list is stacked for this album.
Dude, I'm about to stack my fucking balls on you and then put my nuts on top of that and then put my on top of that and then put my dick on top of that and then roll up my when it gets cold outside and I'll put that on top of that.
Sounded like the one intro to that one Wu-Tang song.
Yeah.
I'll take your tongue out and stab that shit with a rusty screwdriver. Blah!
You mean I'll fucking tape your asshole closed, yeah. And I'm gonna just keep feeding you and feeding you.
Jesus Christ, that's funny, dude. That someone like, get me his number, because damn, that sounds hot.
Method Man and Ghostface. Torch.
These bitches trifling,
dude. Clip that. We're gonna put that on the board. Jesus, that's funny. All right, I'm ready, guys. Are you? Are you in good hands?
We'll make something work out of this. We'll make something here.
Yeah. So are we doing it one by one? Like,
I think we just let's just do it how we usually do it, which is.
I kind of like the idea of switching up a little bit.
Okay. Then why didn't you say that 20 minutes ago?
No, I wanted to get what you guys' opinion on it was.
Let me. I'm actually gonna write down my songs while I'm sitting here.
So are we starting with the albums or songs?
We'll do albums.
Oh, Foo Fighters dropped.
Yeah, I'm ready for albums, 100%.
Number 10.
All right. Okay, 10. Braden starts. We'll go counterclockwise. Right. Counterclockwise. Oh, shit.
Counterclockwise. Spinners. Holla at your Lord.
Whoa, kitty.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
All right. Number 10 on my list of top albums, top 10 albums.
I'm going to build this while I'm here.
That is going to make a lot of noise.
What's that? Is
you? You're welcome. It's
1992 actually, here, Batman polybag.
Get out the bag first.
Do you think it'll be that loud after it's out of the bag?
Well, you just got to get that bag out of here. Somebody get that bag out of here. Anyways.
It'll be okay. It'll be fine.
All right. Number 10 on my top albums of 2023, I have Masego's album called Masego.
Ta-da!
Shit was pretty cool.
I did not listen to it, but I remember when it dropped.
I haven't gone back to it that much, but a lot of cool, like funky, but like cool, like R&B slow jams. I don't know what you call it, like funk, or if it's more
like neo soul.
Neo soul, but he has a lot of like, I don't know, like what nationality he is. Like Whoa. he has roots from like,
yeah,
like
I know he's
like
black.
Gold
I don't know
Link.
What his nationality is.
Kind of like Gold Link's.
Gold Link is from Maryland.
Well, like a lot of Gold Link's features and like a lot of like the styles that he does.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
see.
I don't know.
Well, Masego's on his album, isn't he? He's on that.
Probably, yeah.
Masego is from Jamaica.
Okay.
Or he's not. He's Jamaican. I don't know if he's from Jamaica.
I didn't want to say Jamaica because I wasn't sure.
He's from Kingston.
I wasn't 100% sure.
Sean Kingston.
Free R. Kelly.
But yeah, a lot of Jamaican roots. Anyways, good album.
Walking this bitch with the WAP. I don't. If we're going this way. I don't have a number 10. I only had 9, so skip me. Mateo's next.
Good job, Max.
Yeah, I'm never good at listening to music in the beginning of the year. I always fuck it up, and this year's been hard.
It's always like the middle of the year for me. Like I'll listen to all the albums that come out like January, February, maybe March, and then like I won't pick back up again until like September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'll cram at the end of the year. It's like November and I've listened to like every release. Yeah. So,
I have an honorable mention. I'll do an honorable mention quickly. The D Savage album, Mafia Music.
I enjoyed it, but it
I enjoyed it.
Fuck it. D Savage is number 10 because I didn't have one. But yeah, I enjoyed that album.
Maybe I'll just check it out.
It was good. No, it was good. So that's my honorable mention. But Champagne
cool
for Breakfast, the new Madlib album with DJ.
Ooh.
That's my number 10. Champagne for Breakfast, one of the two.
The
Madlib albums that came out this year, yeah.
You didn't know about the Madlib release?
Carlos missing a Madlib.
Carlos.
Hold on.
What is
happening?
It's like, you're lying.
What kind of place is this? No,
I was expecting Carlos to be like, hell fucking yeah, dude.
I was too.
I mean, I didn't even listen to it, and I'm already like that. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Shout out Madlib.
Carlos has some homework to do.
Oh shit.
Most fucking sucks.
Oh shit, and DJ Muggs. Oh, let me add that shit. Thanks, yeah, man.
Take care of that, Carlos. Listen, I know you're an avid DJ Muggs fan.
Oh yeah, I fuck with this shit. Yeah.
Off the dome, top five DJs ever. Go.
Jeez.
Specifically DJs.
We on a yacht?
Mustard.
Alchemist probably makes my list. Is he considered a DJ or more producer?
I would consider him a DJ. People that play actually play the DJ role, because like you can be a you can be a producer, but like
Carnage is on my list probably. Oh.
Carnage is
DJ Quick. My fucking Dr. Dre was a DJ.
Dr. Dre was the DJ.
Yeah, no, his name was just Dr. Dre, but he was in the what was the name of that group?
Where's your West Coast knowledge now, buddy?
They all wore spandex, and Eazy-E made fun of them for it. That's all I know.
Uh-oh.
And they made a lot of sex music.
Do you care to repeat the slurs that Eazy-E used?
Lois, what's your number 10?
Number 10, I got a metal band called Incendiary. This is like metal leaning towards like punk and stuff. I'd definitely say lyrically, though, if you are a fan of them, I'd say lyrically it might be their weakest album, but there are some clean transitions that I'll probably talk about later, but yeah.
Do you take lyrical ability into account when it comes to artists that make like louder or just like noisy music?
Yeah, no, totally. Because here's the thing, you can only do so many of one breakdown and so many of like just one hook in a metal song to where it just becomes dragged out, like before everybody's just Metallica or before everybody's just Slipknot, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I probably say more so when it comes to like metal bands that like specifically talk about their politics.
Oh, so you're a political metalhead.
Well, there have been
Would you care
some...
to break down your political beliefs?
System of a Down.
I don't want about another hour this episode.
I don't want to get shot down by racists.
Oh God!
I will say
I do. We shoot racists. Shout out Half Evil.
Yo, shout out Half Evil.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. You know, it's just you know. But at the same time, it's probably because there's been actually like somewhat of a weird history of metal bands actually being Nazis.
Whoa!
You know what's funny though? It's like
brilliant.
You're well, either
machine kills fascists. So
you either. With those kinds of bands, that's funny. That's good. With those kinds of bands, it's one or the other. You're either like a super hardcore like neo-Nazi QAnon follower, or you're like the exact opposite, like fucking leftist, communist as shit, like just very fucking system type lyrics.
Like Michael Keaton did. Might be slightly annoying, you know, when you know they bring up that they're satanist and shit, to be honest.
Fun.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're chill, you know what I'm saying? We love Satan over here.
Yeah.
If I made a top 15 list, that Incendiary album probably would be in my top 15, yeah.
Wait, what?
That album is probably makes my
I was going to ask if you knew.
I only have rap records in my 10.
Oh, okay.
There were a couple hardcore albums that came out this year that are just okay.
Damn, so you've been fucking with the hip-hop this year then.
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot, yeah. More so than other years, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
So far, at least.
Number 9, Bray.
Number 9.
What was your number 10 again?
Champagne for Breakfast.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right.
My number 9 is My Soft Machine by Arlo Parks.
Good one.
Arlo Parks is basically if Phoebe Bridgers made music with drums over it, like with hip-hop drums. And I think that's why I like Arlo Parks a lot more than Phoebe Bridgers, but not to shit on Phoebe Bridgers.
No, we should always shit on Phoebe Bridgers.
Well, yeah. Phoebe Bridgers. It's right there.
Phoebe Bridgers fucking sucks. Phoebe Bridgers fucking sucks.
But all that being said, Arlo Parks is sick. There's a song with Phoebe Bridgers on the album that's really good, too.
I've heard that song. I don't know how, but I've heard that song.
But yeah, it's sick. It reminds me kind of a lot of like Mary J. Blige a lot too, because Mary J. Blige always was like the person in R&B that always had hip hop drums. Like no matter how slow or sad her song,
that's what Diddy does.
She used a lot of like boom bap.
That's that Diddy in you
from that era. And so I always this album kind of reminded me of like that Mary J. Blige album that you sent me a while ago, Max.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was sick. I'd recommend that album. It's pretty cool.
Fire. Mine is Red Moon and Venus by Kelly Uchis.
Bless you. Thank you.
I loved that album, but I only listened to it a couple of times. My list is very top heavy, surprise. But it's a beautiful album, as most of Kelly Uchis' music is. It's just one I didn't go back to as much, or else it would be a lot higher.
That was an honorable mention for me.
You hate women.
Well, I did just say Arlo Park. So.
Anyway, Mateo.
I guess that brings it to me.
I pass it to Mateo.
Put the crickets in that title.
And the crowd goes mild. Anyway, the new IDK album is number 9 for me.
Shit.
Bro, yeah.
There's a lot of delay on there.
F65 for sure. Yeah, no. I really love the feel of that album. IDK is becoming an artist that's in a little bit higher rotation for me. So,
did you ever listen to it, man?
I'm not going to spoil the rest of my list.
All right. Yeah. The last time we spoke, you hadn't listened to it.
I was halfway through it the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
Sneak preview of Brayden's list, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a great album. I think IDK is...
I'm sweating like I'm in a rave.
IDK, I don't really know what it is because I like his music, but part of me feels like I'm not supposed to. Like, part of me feels like he makes, like... Zoomies music or something, but I can't put my finger on it. So until then, I fuck with IDK because I think it's really cool that I don't know. DMV music is just so cool. It's all so cool.
Number 9, we got Baby Rose with Through and Through.
Wow.
This was actually pretty cool to listen to because like it felt like a little bit more somber than her last project, but at the same time like there were a couple like more funky tracks that give it kind of like a weird coming of age type feel to it, at least for me. And yeah, man, I love it, and I love to see her back on the scene.
Do you like Erykah Badu more than Lauryn Hill? There's no shade in that question. I feel like that's a very telling question of the kind of person. Like, are you into the more obscure Soulquarian artists, or are you into more of the straightforward ones?
It's more of a toss-up. Just depends on how I'm feeling.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
All
right, my number 8. Oh,
shit.
My number 8.
Keep losing the buttons.
IDK F65.
Yo! Oh.
There you go.
Great album.
Same reasons as Teo just said.
What did you think of the Saucy Santana song?
Oh, I fucking
greatest
love that
song ever made, right?
You showed me that song.
That is a contender for me.
It's
for size feature 42 of the year.
On top of your neck. I just want the face first. Eat it till your face hurt. Should I keep going?
I got my hater block on.
Yeah, it's tunnel vision.
Seems it's like tunnel Santana vision. As the beat comes in, I'm like,
ooh, okay. Yeah, I loved Saucy Santana's verse. That we'll get there.
The album was sick. It was like a humongous improvement on the last album because I felt like the last album felt like
a little all over the place.
Just too all over the place, and like the concept was very like weakly executed in my opinion. But with this album, it doesn't really feel like there's too much of a concept. Like there's a theme to it, of course, but it's like so cohesive. Like it's just like it's kind of gives me it brought me back to the Is He Real kind of experience. Like yeah. It was an experience.
I loved that album.
There were no like outliers in the experiment, like the skits, the interludes,
the features,
the music, the features,
the,
everything.
The random plugs
perfectly.
Of features too.
That album's probably. Or sorry, go ahead.
No, say your thing.
I was just gonna say it's probably gonna shoot up higher at my end of the year list because I've only just started listening to it, and off the first couple listens, I think it's fucking amazing.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Shout out IDK.
Fire. All right, what number?
It's number 7, right? Or no? Yeah, no, we're on number 8. Yeah.
Number eight.
Mine is Never Enough by Daniel Caesar.
Ooh.
I like Daniel Caesar a lot. There was, again, very top heavy list. I had critiques of it on the review that isn't out yet, but I did enjoy it, and I have found myself going back to it a little more than I thought I would. So, yeah.
Some fire highlights on that album.
Yeah, bro. The some Song of the Year contender on there, too. So it's a lot of fun.
Sweet.
Teo time.
I guess it's my turn.
It's Teo time.
Teo.
I'd rather endure 4 hours of strenuous cock and ball torture than listen to that shit. I would fuck a dinosaur.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Mr. 101st place himself.
Yeah.
With the sound bites. All right, man. I really wanted to like this album a lot more than I have it. It is in my top 10, obviously. It's at number 8. Let's start here, Lil Yachty, man. I really wanted that.
That came out this year.
It did. And I really wanted it to be like a top 3 album for me.
Holy shit.
Because when I heard, because I didn't listen to it off rip. I kind of listened to it
the
when people
black
were talking
seminal.
Shit about it.
I got to change my lit.
The sex symbol, the black seminal. I fucking hate that album.
Questions on the ride.
See, I mean, I it's a fun record, all right? So
you reminded me how much I hate that album.
I
hope you feel good about
it. I feel great about it. I feel great.
Fuck.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. It's a fun album. Is it a rap album? No, absolutely not. But at the same time, like, as someone that appreciates just that era of like that psychedelic rock-ish esque, like the Pink Floyds and the, not so much Led Zeppelin, they're a little rougher around the edges, but I enjoyed the sound of it. Now, there are a lot of points during the album where I think it's fucking mad annoying that Lil Yachty raps over some
symbol,
of the beats.
Black Seminole.
There's some really angelic beats on this record, and I like them a lot. I just don't think Lil Yachty fits on a lot of them, which is why it is kind of low, but at the same time, it's a fun sound.
There
it's
were some songs I definitely saved on that album.
It might propel.
It's not a rap album, but it should have been a rap album, is how I look at it.
Yeah.
Especially because I just went back to Michigan Boy Boat, and I was like, please come back. Please, bro.
Bring me back.
This
Yachty.
Shit is so hard. Come back.
I would not mind that era of
Daddy
Yachty.
Boat, come back.
I mean, doesn't he have that West Coast like drill song and shit?
I need it. I need it. Hey, Yachty, if you're listening, and I know you're not, if you perform this album when I go see you on tour, I'm going to fucking castrate you.
On stage.
And ladies and gentlemen,
and then I'm gonna castrate myself. We're gonna switch balls, and then we're gonna do a little boogaloo that I choreographed. I hope you're looking forward to that.
Thank you for reminding me about that album, Mateo, because I completely forgot that came out this year.
I like it.
Would it have been on your list?
That'd have been an honorable mention, because there's some songs that I fucked with on that album.
Carlos, Carlos, your turn.
Please don't ask no questions.
Shut up.
Number eight, we y'all know me and shit. We got the mandatory Griselda album.
Yeah.
With Conway, Won't He Do It?
Yeah.
Boop 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 boop.
Oh shit! Wait. I don't have any West Side sounds.
Hey yo. Griselda.
Pretend. Boom 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 boom. I sell cocaine to my mommy and then I f***ed her.
Money ain't make holy you fly, shit. God.
Got two Dracos hopping out the banjos.
What is? What's up? This West Side Booty. Bro, stop talking about my daddy. Yeah. Money ain't booty. Make you fly, God. Is Griselda.
Griselda. Hopping out the banjo.
My favorite is when you were like, you can catch Braden at the bed. We were doing that. What? That was like the, I think that was
Red
like
Hot
the
Chili Peppers.
Oh, shit. But yeah, I mean, it's not like the most distinctive project Conway's made and shit, but it's solid enough and shit. And, you know, every single year we gotta have some Griselda on this shit.
Gotta throw Griselda on there.
And I'm not going to put that SD NAC dude on here, so.
Damn. Dude, is it just me, or do I need Griselda to stop putting a bunch of fucking no-names on their albums, bro? Like, they're cool and all, but if I hear by someone named Red Said Freddy again, I'm going to fucking shoot myself.
Like that Jay or like that Jay Ski guy is on, like, every Conway album.
They just all have stupid-ass names. Like, there's a guy who's reoccurring on that album. I'm going to look at it right now, and he has the dumbest rap name I've ever fucking seen in my
life.
They
only used to have, like, Mac Homie and Boldy James on all their albums.
And then they got big.
But now they're big. So it's like, we need more. Jay Skies is, I feel like he always brings it every time he's on a Griselda song.
Fabulous was on there. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, Sauce Walker. That was insane.
Time to cut Fabulous.
Should I do a Mickey Mouse cover of Throw It in the Bag?
Maybe another day.
Next album.
My number seven is Never Going Under by Circa Waves. Indie pop rock album. Catchy shit. It was pretty, it's just pretty like accessible Tilly's music, and I'm a bitch for shit like that, so
of course.
It was a cool record, a lot of highlights on it, and I'll definitely be going back to it. Anyways,
my number seven is F65 by Eddie. I loved that album. It moved down a little bit just because I got kind of sick of it. I kind of overplayed it like I did with the Boy Genius album, where I really liked it and so I listened to it all the fucking time, and then I got kind of sick of it. But everybody on that album came with the guns. All the features are incredible. His songs are incredible. The beats are incredible. The weird Lewis Hamilton thing is I didn't really care for. But the last song is so sick. Yeah, where it's just the beat and stuff. Yeah. Oh, it's a great song.
It reminded me of Flower Boy. It's ending with the...
Yeah.
Or it's like just the beat.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, really enjoyed it. But that's my... We talked about it three times now, so... Tao.
That would be me. Let's see. Number seven. Interesting pick for me because I didn't. Number one, I didn't know he was going to drop this year, and number two, I wouldn't have thought that an artist like this would still have some fire after all these years. But Juicy J dropped an album this year.
Oh,
he dropped
fuck.
Mental Trillness, which I actually liked a lot. There's a pretty solid Xavier Wolf feature on it too.
Are you gonna go see Xavier Wolf?
Probably not, because
it's not 2015 anymore.
Unfortunately, I am no longer a sophomore in high school, so I will not be attending that concert.
Damn. Oh, that's funny.
But it's cool. I mean, the problem with Xavier Wolf is that, you know, once you've heard one Xavier Wolf song, you've heard all of them. Mm. Yeah. So it's like you got to really be a fan of the sound. Like, you really got to be into like the Puyas and the Suicide Boys to like really, really, you know, be a fan.
He had a collaboration album with Pierre Bourne like last year.
That's right.
That shit was hard.
It was good. It was good.
Oh, man.
I just saved that album, Mateo, because you've been telling me over and over to listen to it. And
it's a good album.
Forgetting to do
it's
that.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. Certainly, obviously, it's not going to be his shining work, but.
Shout out 3-6 Mafia.
Definitely in the contention there. It's in my top 10.
That's a hard ass album cover, too.
For Mental Trillness, yeah. Fucking Van Gogh painting, whatever he's got fucking going on there. Yeah.
All right, Carlito.
Oh, all right, shit. Number seven, I got Danny Brown and JPEG with Scaring the Hoes. Kind of surprised.
Totally forgot about that album.
This fucking
game. Really?
That's fucking.
It's a little low for you, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too while making the list. It's just. It's one reason I think is valid. The second one is just me being petty.
It's 10,000 Gex is in the top five, right?
you wish, bud. But the number one reason was just because it's so like listening to it is legit like drinking like a Monster Energy drink. I just get a headache sometimes just listening to just the crazy ass beats, although I love them. And it's also kind of retaliation for both of them skipping the entire Southwest.
So you put them, you didn't put them in your top five.
Fuck you, Danny. I'm sweating. Oh wait, we actually.
I wonder if they'll do a set together at Flogna, if either of them are attending Flogna.
Yeah. We're talking like they're like the Flogna. I fucking hate when festivals don't announce lineups, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
If that's like the only place where they're going to perform in the Southwest,
I might buy a ticket.
Carlos about to drop $1,200 on the Flogna ticket. Hell nah, bro. I'm not. I ain't doing all that.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
But if they are there. Take some vintage Braden videos.
Oh, you know I will.
Yo, every song. I'll buy you a battery.
If no one got me, I know Braden's cell phone got me.
I wish we had a camera right now. Shit. All right. But yeah, now we're on to number six.
Number six.
Number six.
All right, number six. I got Level 5 Part 1 by BK the Ruler. This was like a seven track EP, I think.
Yeah. Isn't Tony Schnell on there?
I think
The Destroy Lonely, I think.
Destroy Lonely, that's my favorite song on the album is that one. Yeah, which
BK is so sick.
Forever, I think.
Black Bandana.
And it was 10 songs.
I kept forgetting to listen to that.
It's super short. But, like, oh my God, some of these songs, the question mark song, holy shit.
Yeah, it's a hard song.
Hard as fuck. Pussy on FaceTime's hard.
I'd show my pussy on FaceTime.
No ad-libs hard. Tan is hard.
I would fuck a dinosaur.
I would fuck a dinosaur.
The Rico Nasty song was kind of a disappointment, kind of a letdown. Like that song. It was a little slow and a little boring, but.
That other song be living in my head, though, Vaders.
Oh my God.
Black Bandana.
Yeah. Taylor and I saw that at Smokers Club.
We saw it when she performed it.
Oh, yeah, that too.
She didn't bring out BK.
No. But yeah, no, it was just some like really cool. I like that she kind of goes between the hyper rap shit and the opium shit. And then she also just does her own like weird off kilter flow shit. Mm. And yeah, she's dope as fuck. And I really like this album. So
shout out BK the Ruler for real.
Shout out BK. All right, Max, number six.
Let's see. My number six is Portals by Melanie Martinez.
Oh, my God.
Really like that album. Not much to say. Is that a review that got released?
Yeah,
we released. Yeah, it. Yeah. I listened to it a lot more earlier in the year. But again, a very top heavy list, so it made the cut. But
Nymphology on repeat for you?
Hell nah, bro. That's why it's so fucking low, is that, or as low as it is, because them fucking songs were killing me, bro. And we're seeing her next week, so that'll be a treat.
Fuck yeah.
A treat for the ages.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Which one should we press here?
Max fucking sucks.
All right.
Teo. A numero six for me.
Whoa, kidding.
So the big joke with this guy is that any song that is named after a food item is going to be a banger from this guy. And he has a whole album full of them. And I agree with the sentiment.
Can I take a guess?
You can take a guess.
I mean, I have two ideas, and one of them is dead. So we're going to go with Young Nudie.
That is absolutely correct, Max.
Oh, yup.
Yep.
Oh,
man.
Gumbo, Young Nudie.
Shout out.
That's my number six.
Shout out MF Doom.
Is that the one with okra and shrimp on
yep,
it?
Yep, and portabella and peaches and eggplants.
Yeah, bro, be
okra's. Yeah. I won't spoil anything, but.
Contender. It's in my top songs of the year.
I don't even masturbate.
Not spoiling
anymore.
Anything.
Wasn't that the album where he was talking about like fucking marijuana and shit?
I love Young Nudie.
That beat on okra. Hold up. Let me update my top beats of the year too. Not spoiling anything, but.
We're going to play it.
Sound sick shit.
Weird
shit.
Album cover.
Real hit of shit. Don't play shit. We just spray shit. AK shit on super slime for real. I be robbing shit for real. Bitch, I really was having money way before I signed a deal. Bitch, that niggas ain't seen no ill. Bitch, that nigga know what it ill. Bitch, I'm real king slime, but I'm king of the hill. Deadly ready for the war. I'm really smoke something in the field. Ready to leave
a clip pick up or is it just
shiver while he killed down? DJ when it is and DJ what it was. Now I'm having too much money, bitch. Bitch. Smoke the best of the best of the best of the best.
Oh, God.
Bitch. I've been flexing and flexing and flexing. I see all my opposites. They stressing and stressing.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, no. Sheesh. Very fire album. I you know what, as the year goes on though, I think this might shoot closer to the top three just off production alone. I mean, you're not really getting much new stylistic lyric material from Young Nudie as time goes on. But the way he keeps his career revived is just the incredible beats he uses, and just he doesn't need a lot of features to be real successful on his album, because his voice is pretty iconic as it is, but he always has like three or four where you look at him and you're like, yeah. Holy shit.
I wish he had more features on the album. It would have been in my top 10 if he had more features, because he doesn't use a lot of features a lot of the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like this brand that he kind of has going on right now, where like he's just trying to rely more on his creativity and stuff like that. So yeah, number six for me, but my top five is pretty, a lot of recency bias, but
okay.
But yeah, that's that.
All right.
Carlito.
Now number six for me. It's gonna go to Rory from is it Rory and Maul or Maul and Rory?
Damn, that was fast.
Just came out.
I don't know if it's the same guy. I think it's a different Rory.
Rory's the guy from the show, from the Joe Budden show.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the same guy?
Yeah, it's him.
Why do you think he has all these old heads on his album?
Oh my god, it's him. Yeah, he's white as fuck.
You didn't know he was a white guy?
Is he fucking ginger?
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Oh my god.
We need to kill him.
And y'all talking about my British phobia.
I gotta listen to this shit.
You're white as fuck. damn, bro. I like got halfway through I didn't even finish the album yet.
Oh yeah. Well, with this list, like it's Incendiary also came out like I think last week. But because like I was just kind of stumped, like trying to find albums for my list, I just was kind of like freeballing with the rules.
Did you like the Conway song? I love that song.
Oh yeah, that shit was. That's the thing. Like I was very surprised he managed to pull through with that. Like with that beat, I was like, gosh, shit. But nah, he did pretty good on that.
Does he hold his own, or does he kind of get washed?
I don't think he does. He even sing on any of these songs?
Is he a producer?
No, he's. Just
I don't know, bro.
From what I've heard, it's just him producing, but also doing like executive producing also.
Yeah, like some Travis Scott, DJ Khaled shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I genuinely like this. Like the beats he was able to pull up for here, like I was just amazed with each beat. And yeah, like I'll have to like research it. If he produced this, like damn, like I have like a little bit more respect for him and shit. I mean, sure, it does have like a couple of flaws from what I've remembered. Mainly the last song with a certain rapper. I'm not sure I want to exactly push out.
I'm worried about that one. I haven't gotten to that one yet. Dude, that Ari Lennox song.
Oh yeah, that
steamiest
shit was
shit I've ever heard. This Ari Lennox, just like every year she has to drop some steamy ass fucking song, and it's just like, I. Anyways.
What the fuck?
Steamy as steamy gets.
Bro, I would fuck a dinosaur. I would fuck a dinosaur.
Ock-ock, vacuum seal, double hand twist, ushy gushy, sloppy gorilla grip, fade, tsunami, soul taker.
Bro, how do you come up with this shit?
Number five. We got Ghetto by Sam X for my number five spot.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Yeah, no. Super dope album.
Me in the Ghetto.
We reviewed it, and it's actually the next review that's going to come out. As of the time of this recording, it's almost done. We've seen them. We've hung out with them. Super cool dudes. Arizona natives. Dope as fuck. Not much else to be said there.
We fuck with Arizona.
It's actually good, though. It's not like we're just saying this because they're locals. Yeah. Fucking good.
They're
not
to, actually
not to sound
paying
like,
us
not to sound
a lot
like
of
some
money.
Dick riding
like,
shit.
We're
hip hop
nerds.
Music.
And like, if it wasn't good, we would not have put it in
yeah,
our list.
We wouldn't talk about them if they didn't make good music.
We listened to a lot.
And if they
hip-hop.
Made bad, if they made a bad song, I would have said it. But yeah, bro, fuck with Sam X. They're dope. There's a lot of cool guys out here who've shown nothing but love to us, and it's really great getting to know them. So
yeah,
and they believe in the show, so that's
yeah,
that's what matters.
Yeah, that's
to us.
That's what means the most to us is that they, you know, we believe in them, they believe in us.
Yeah.
My number five is He Won't Do It by Conway the Machine.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? I'm straight up dyslexic. It says won't do it. Won't he do it?
Get your facts straight.
Boom, 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 boom. My grandma every night. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, man. I, as somebody who
I
usually,
love how Brayden just looked at the door after that.
As someone who doesn't give a shit about Griselda album releases, this might be my favorite Conway album. I fucking love this shit.
Damn.
Shit is addictive as hell. That song, The Chosen, that...
Oh, that's a good song.
Spoiler alert! One of my favorite beats of the year, bro. That shit is cold. And just everybody Justice on that League. Song, every yeah, Justice League.
They fucking...
You gotta get that shit on here. Everybody Griselda. On that song killed it, bro. Some of the best verses I've ever heard in my life on that album.
Leave it to Griselda to bring back Justice League. Because they used to... They were like, what? They were like they were like 2000s, early 2010s, and they fucking... They were like producing for Jeezy and shit.
Sick
way
ass album.
Back in the day.
That might be like a top three Griselda album for me. I
didn't like it that much.
You need to go to hell.
Like I like there were the highlights were great.
Brayden fucking sucks.
I thought Conway's last two.
Sorry,
records,
he didn't talk about cocaine and dying and
I
his
thought,
friends dying and
I
his dad dying and his mom dying
was
and his,
a lot better
and having
personally.
To kick in the door and sell cocaine through his toes. And sorry, he didn't talk about all that shit. Sorry, you talked about football for three songs.
I'm not trying to shit on your pick. I'm just...
Yeah, no, I get it.
Wasn't that also the album where, like, Benny said, like, even in the East, even Grandma's got
OnlyFans.
Yeah,
only he's like, Grandma got OnlyFans.
Got more shooters than the Pistons.
There's a song... Yeah, bro. He talks about... he's got a bunch of sports references on there that are just so cold. But there's a... One of the songs, he says... one of them says some stupid shit like... I'm so cocaine for the rest of my life. So cocaine for the rest of my life. So like he just says it over and over again. Some dumb shit like that. And I was like, give me this. But yeah, that's number five for me. So,
all right.
Number five for me is similar to what Max said in terms of just being a very addictive album. Now, one thing I will say is probably the most played out joke in like the G5-9 community is like, oh,
God,
when Suicide Boys was on drugs, like they were better, like 2016 Suicide Boys better than now that they're sober. But with that being said, I will say that the new Puya album, Gator, has a lot of very similar feel to that 2016 Suicide Boys sound, which is practically a rip from the 3-6 Mafia Project Pat era of Memphis hip hop, but it was still a very good album. The Ramirez feature on here from Top Notch Hoes, Get the Most, Not the Lesser, is actually very good. I like it a lot. It's pretty classic. Puya's kind of, I've grown off of him over the past few years just because, I don't know, I think he treats his discography like he's always trying to find his sound. You know, I think if
just
you
constant change in tempo and
yeah, well, just everything, just like stylistically. Let me look at his discography real quick, just so I can have a.
That's not the one where he's naked
reference.
On it, and he has an album with Fat Nick.
The South got something to say.
Skinny Nick,
yeah,
as I call him.
Drop Out of School was a good one. Like 5-5, I think, from Puya is probably going to be his peak sound. And I think like that'll probably always be my favorite Puya album. But Gator is probably the closest that we have to that. But it's cool. It's definitely a little more experimental than 5-5 would be. But yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
You realize that drop, bro. That's sick.
It's pretty good. He came out with two this year. He did All But Six, too, came out. I think that's probably less of an album than Gator is. But yeah, no, Gator's good. It's pretty solid. Very classic G5-9 sound. So that's number five for me.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Shit. Number five, I actually also have Sam X on that shit.
Yup.
Yeah, that shit was just very fucking cool. Like, noticing, like, their whole shit to where it's just, it's familiar hip-hop, but it's a different sound. And shout out to y'all for being cool as fuck with this.
Yeah.
For real. And shout out to the chef who made the fucking... who made the fucking pizza and shit at the...
Aston?
Is that who did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cooking. Listening party. Dude, yeah, I ate Sam so X many pretzels party, that bro. Night. Like, I had a cup. A solo cup full of pretzels, dude, and I filled that shit up like four times.
They was cooking in there, bro.
That barbecue chicken pizza that they made
Holy
that night,
Holy God.
Bro, it was anatomically possible for me to have sex with some pizza, man.
Holy God.
I'll tell you what.
I would fuck a dinosaur.
I would fuck a barbecue chicken pizza. I'll tell you that much.
Back to the pizza.
Holy shit, it was good.
Fucking good. But yeah, I haven't been able to stop thinking about that pizza since then, so shout out to you.
Yeah, bro, that shit was good. Holy God.
Number four.
Number four,
daddy.
I got, this one's a little obvious for me, but I got K Tramina.
Counterclockwise spinners.
I literally didn't even mean to press that.
That sounds a little original to me. I got K Tramina by Amine Shocker. And K Tranada. Yeah. I'm not the first to admit that it's not a perfect album, not even close to a perfect album.
Not
but
even close at all.
Anyways. but
just kidding.
I don't know. I am just a bitch for that kind of production. I think K Tranada like just fucking killed it with the beats. And Amine, for the most part, like he sounds fine over it. I don't know, like he could have gotten like a more boring MC over it, and I probably still would have enjoyed it just because I just love the production on that album. Mm-hmm. It's just I love K Tranada's just his whole production style. And
I know why I was a hater during that review that isn't out yet, but I, it's grown on me a little bit.
Cool.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. It's just enjoyable, and it's been in my rotation a lot this year. So, anyways, number four for you.
For me? Oh, shit. It's my turn.
It is your turn.
I have Jackman by Jack Harlow.
Ooh. Oh, baby.
Scared of that because I don't know if it was good or bad, but
that is perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I fucked with that shit. Refreshing as hell. Throwback. I don't know if that review's out either.
No,
but it will be.
It's two reviews away.
Yeah,
coming out.
When we reviewed "Come Home, the Kids Miss You" with Mateo, he
Holy
mentioned
shit.
That he enjoys old Jack Harlow, and he wishes that he would bring back the elements that made him famous in the first place. And I think what's so perfect about this album is that he fucking did that. So I
fuck Bad Boy.
I listen to this shit all the time. Like it's so short and sweet and perfect, and I love it, and I'll fucking whoa, Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, so that's what did I say it was?
That's number 4.
4? Yeah. That's all right. Fair. It's a comfortable
pass
4.
It to Teo.
So, this is kind of funny cuz with Max's number 4, all of the rest of my list has been said in somebody's list.
Whoa.
In one way or another.
Oh boy.
So there's your little
golly.
Hint there.
But
my number 4, Ghetto, Sam X. Yeah, no, that made my number 4. It's in pretty heavy rotation for me. I mean, this is not really a dig at Sam X, but they were kind of just thrusted upon me. because of just the show and, you know, our relationship with some of the dudes. But, you know, Lo said it a little bit ago, but it's familiar hip-hop, but they have their own flavor to it.
Based Lo's. That was a great sentence.
No, seriously.
Yeah, that was some... I would fuck a dinosaur.
I would fuck a dinosaur.
Finally getting my recognition.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Dino
shit.
Yeah. Shit right there.
Yeah, bro.
My bitch is coming in with a bra, you know what I'm saying?
I remember you was conflicted.
We don't use that one enough.
We don't.
Anyway.
We do not. But yeah, no, it's good. It's good stuff. But yeah, Yeah, they're live perform. All this stuff that I'm about to say is really going to come up in the Sam X review that will likely be out before this. So you'll hear my thoughts on that. But the performance aspect of their artistry is really second to none, especially when you consider that they're from a local scene. You know, these guys are not from a big hip hop city. I mean, they're from Phoenix or all over the valley, if you will. It's not a big hip hop city. There's not a lot of local influences that other cities have. So I think when you look at the career that they have up to this point, it's very impressive because they are truly a one of a kind type artist. So with that being said, yeah, they're number four for me. Their next album is probably going to crack top three for a yearly list, or
holy shit.
No, I think I really, really, really love these guys. They're going in the right direction for sure.
I just want to say that was a really gripping speech, bro.
Hey, man, it's
gripping. grip my balls.
I'll grip your speech later. Anyway.
Oh, shit. I love how some of these are just fucking obnoxiously loud, and the other, like this one,
Free R. Kelly.
It's like normal, and then. So it's fucking favorite, loud, though. Man. Carlito.
Number four,
buddy.
But yeah, you know, my homie's coming in with some sauce.
Look at the bitch with the wop.
Number four, I got IDK with F65.
Oh.
He won me back with this one. He won me back and shit.
Yeah,
it's because it felt like he concised the ideas down to a bit. You know what I'm saying? He concised it down to a T.
Based Carlos again. Damn. Ooh, you're on a roll, bro.
That's called motherfucking bars, nigga.
Oh, man.
That's a very special button right there. Bounce is back.
The bounce is back.
Bounce is back, bro.
I just liked how you like concise it down with like just kind of what he was doing with Is He Real? Just like kind of expanding on that idea, but more in an eternal sense. So it just kind of gave it a very laid back feel and shit. Like he was just driving around in a NASCAR vehicle or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Just
F1.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's Lewis Hamilton! Another win for Lewis Hamilton!
Shout out to IDK and you and your horniness.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, he is unreasonably horny at times.
Yeah, he wasn't as horny.
All you ladies
like.
Popped your pussy like this.
I feel like he wasn't as horny on this album as he was the last album.
He's been hornier.
Yeah, he's been
that song.
Hornier.
That song with Saucy Santana was pretty horny.
Yeah, well.
But that song of the summer right there, that's some...
He's allowed a couple horny songs.
That's some like, okay, guys, the Astro, I'm working on the van. Aaliyah's getting fixed, right? Okay, and soon I'll be able to roll down my front window, and that's the kind of song that I'm trying to stick my d*** at and swing it around like a helicopter.
On a swivel.
It's a size 42. That is half your head.
Yeah,
you like this?
Anyways.
God, the sound.
I hope the microphone is picking up the chair movements, because that was
I was in the
counterclockwise spinners.
Holla at your boy.
My number three pick is 10,000 Gex by 100.
Of
course you would.
I'm going.
Banger after banger after banger on this one.
This album makes me want to fuck a dinosaur.
I would fuck a dinosaur.
That's all I got to say. Listen, check out our review of that album.
Dude, check out that album.
And check out the album.
If you have an open musical mind, just listen to that shit. That's some like...
I'm getting
chills.
And it's an improvement on the first album,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Big
as
well. Fucking improvement.
I agree, yeah,
fuck 1,000 Gex. That album sucks.
Well, okay, let's not go that far.
I don't like that. I swear by it, dude. I don't like that album still.
Damn, bro.
But I love 10,000 Gex. It's a great album.
Anyways, Max, no, your number three?
My number three is Ghetto by Sam X.
Nice.
What's not been said, you know? we've already fucking... slobbed all over their knob.
We're already doing backflips on it.
So. Yeah, we're already hit. What did I say that one episode? We're already doing that 360 spin around on it. What was it?
Oh, the
corkscrew.
Yeah,
style.
We're already doing corkscrew style all up on their shit. So like, I don't really need to be doing too much more. But just know that if you're listening to this and you're in Arizona, fuck with Sam X, because I promise you will not be disappointed. It's some of the easily the best hip hop I've heard out of the state in my lifetime. They know what they're doing. Shout out the boys. There's nothing else to be said. They're incredible. They were at the show. We didn't mention it, but at the show, the DJs were all like,
"Oh,
make some noise for Sam and X. Sam and X." And I was like, I know they don't like that. And then they literally have a song where they're like, calling me Sam and I'm calling you stupid. And I was like, I wonder if they heard that or if they care. But off topic, I'll pass it to Mateo.
off topic. Okay, number three for me. I cannot think of the TikToker that teased this out, but there was an announcement that Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia were gonna do an album, and then this TikToker did the one where it's like, but babe, you're scaring the hoes. I don't care. Play that new Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia.
Oh yeah, you showed that to
me. That was months before Scaring the Hoes actually came out. So why is this man not getting credit for the naming of the album? That is neither here nor there. However, Scaring the Hoes is number three for me. You know, in a lot of ways, I'm like Carlos when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know, obviously some of these beats are very out of the norm, and the average listener would get a headache listening to all these fucking beats. But I like it. I think a lot of people have been anticipating an album with two artists like this for a long time. So it's definitely something to look forward to if, you know, you are a fan of those two. So that's number three for me.
I love that.
That last sentence barely made sense, but
I still love that pick.
That's Number three.
Los.
Oh shit, yep. All right. Old head Los in the building. You know, now we're about to bring the lyrical schmiracle shit out.
Static Selecta.
I'm a lyrical miracle.
My number two pick is Static Selecta's album that hasn't come out yet.
Oh, shit, I wish. Number three, I got Navy Blue with Ways of Knowing.
That's another way to go. I didn't know he dropped.
Navy Blue, if y'all don't know, he came from like collabing with rappers like Earl Sweatshirt. Well, I'm about to educate y'all. Yeah.
He's on this thing of ours.
Which is on the
wall. On the wall.
He was on the track with Earl.
It's my favorite song on the album.
Slow type of rapper and shit, takes his time, you know, with his flow and shit, but this one I felt like he finally found more so his sound rather than sounding like Earl, and that's what I'm kind of glad with some of these rappers like Mike Mavi, to where they've been sounding like Earl a bit, but it feels like they're finally getting to that area as of late. And Navy Blue probably has my favorite sound out of all those dudes, because it sounds very, it's like Earl in the sense of, like, it's very therapeutic, but you don't want to kill yourself. You actually kind of want to, like, sit down and think about some shit.
Jesus. Riveting explanation there, yeah, Carlito.
Thank you. But it's just very, it's very chill and shit. It reminds me of the days when I would, like, find those rappers like Odyssey and shit, to where it's spiritual miracle, but, you know, you're having a good day. You're not just looking out the window and crying yourself to sleep. And that's what I got to say about Navy Blue. Shout out to him.
Fuck yeah. Number two. Check that out, too. I'll save that right now.
Number two spot for me is This Is Why by Paramore. Kind of a random pick and a very early in the year pick, because that album dropped like really early into the year. It was like one of the first albums I remember listening to this year. It's crazy how many quality albums Paramore puts out, because they don't have a lot of albums for as long as they've been around. But this album was awesome. Like, I wasn't expecting it. I thought it was going to be kind of like, I didn't care for the first single, the title song. But yeah, even like all the deep cuts were pretty good. All the singles I pretty much liked for the most part, except This Is Why. And like, it's been an album that I've been consistently going back to throughout the entire year, which is by this point, it's been a long time since it's come out. So have we all seen Paramore live?
I haven't, no.
I guess you two.
You've seen them twice this year.
I've seen them twice this year. But yeah, this is a great album. And I think that it's different compared to their other albums, of course. It's a lot more chill, but I still think the production is outstanding, and Hayley Williams is still an outstanding songwriter. And even though it may not be like the 2000s pop punk shit, it's still a pretty solid record, and I enjoyed the shit out of it. So,
is it better than their other new one, do you think?
That's tough. It's like a darker version of After Laughter, which already was kind of low-key dark. But just
hard
like with
times.
Like, it's not as happy sounding as After Laughter, but I liked it just as much, honestly. Yeah.
Damn, that was your two.
We're at 72 minutes.
I wonder. I love this.
We're going to, the next for the songs, we'll just, we can't do this for songs.
Rapid fire for the songs. Yeah.
Number two is 10,000 Gex by 100 Gex.
Man.
Yeah, I love that shit. Not much else to say about that shit, but holy God. It's just refreshing. Same with like how Jackman was. It's just refreshing to see artists do exactly what you want them to. And that album definitely lives up to what I expected, so. Still in heavy rotation.
I actually forgot to mention that it did live up. There was a lot of anticipation for that album for me, and it like completely lived up to the hype, in my opinion, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not on my top 10, guys, but, you know, I respect it.
Also, Jackman was really close to being in my top 10, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it was going to be number 10, but then I picked Masego instead.
Ta-da!
Really? Well, speaking of that album, that's my number 2.
Yeah.
Jackman. My number 1 and my number 2 is a toss-up. I'll save it for later, and I'll expand more on that in a second. But Jackman, I mean, Max really said everything I was going to say about the album a little bit ago. I mean, this album is exactly what I wanted Jack Harlow to come out with.
That's hip-hop.
I think a lot of artists get really, like, when they get into one persona, I think for a lot of artists, it's kind of hard to break away from that. Like, in the case of Jack Harlow, like, obviously, he was the hot boy. Like, he was, like, the like, weird, cute guy that,
industry's very own.
Right. But, yeah, no, he definitely changed the pace a little bit from the last album to this one. Common Ground is one of my favorite opening tracks of the year so far when it comes to just any album. I think a lot of people will listen to it. And by a lot of people, I mean his general fan base. So, like, people like us, I don't think, count. But, I think a lot of people will hear Common Ground, his fans, and a lot of it will go over the heads of his average fan base. But I love it. I love the album. It's really crisp, clean. The production is very good on the album. I mean, he's a superstar, so you're going to be hard-pressed to find, you know, bad production from an artist of his stature. But I would have loved a better cover art. It just seemed kind of boring. I mean, I get it. Like, he's playing poor. Like, whatever. Cool, good for him. I think there could have been a little more creativity with his album art, but other than that, yeah, no, solid album. Denver is probably my favorite song on the whole album.
Denver is also my favorite song.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite. But yeah, no, that's number 2 for me. Toss up with number 1, which we will get to. Carlito,
Number 2, I actually have Kali Uchis, Red Moon and Venus. I love this album. It's great and shit. And Kali Uchis is definitely one of my all-time favorite artists at this point, for sure. Shout out to her.
Shout out Kali Uchis.
That was also an honorable mention for me, Los.
Fuck yeah.
You know I'm just a flight away.
Number 1, Braden. Yeah, actually, before I say number 1, I'm going to rapid fire my honorable mentions because I have a few.
Sit here for 3 minutes.
So, honorable mentions, Forward by Jordan Ward. Cuts and Bruises You're by Inhaler, Past, Present, Future by Meet Me at the Altar, Glaucoma 2 by Key Glock, Red Moon and Venus by Kali Uchis, What Had Happened by Dram.
Fuck! Dude, I loved that album!
Damn, bro.
Shit! Alright, it'll be there at the end of the year.
Max changes his list.
Yeah, I mean, that would have probably replaced the D-Savage at 10, but...
Damn, I love that album.
That Feels Good by Jesse Ware, and Jackman by Jack Harlow. And, alright... My number 1 pick is very fucking obvious. It is Scaring the Hoes by JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown.
I was not expecting.
Get a load of this guy.
I thought you were just going to leave it off.
Oh, brother.
I thought you were going to say some. You always have some. Yeah,
it's always,
alternative
it's
album.
Always an indie album. Hey, it's only mid-year. At the end, yeah. the indie album will come.
Indie albums, get on your shit.
An indie album will come.
Brandon needs a new number 1.
Nah, man, but this shit, y'all were saying, like, especially Carlos, how, like, it feels like drinking Monster Energy, like, it's just kind of disgusting and stuff in parts. Like, I feel that way about most of JPEG Mafia's music.
But you feel dirty.
The balance of Danny Brown on this, I don't feel dirty when I listen to Danny Brown's music. Danny
I'm
Brown
is... I'm sweating like I'm in a rave.
Maybe with the exception of Atrocity Exhibition, actually. Because
Danny
album.
Brown's music makes me feel disgusting.
But... this shit was just so fun. It was like everything I expected. It was exactly what I expected. And like, it's just addicting, man. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just a huge Danny fan. That might be why. And I think him with the team of him and JPEG, I think is like damn near a perfect pairing. And
yeah, agreed.
I think with the exception of the mix being kind of weird in parts, especially on Danny's vocals, I would have given it a 10. I think it's still, I don't know if I gave it an 8 or a 9 in the review, but like as
you
of
give
now,
it an 8.
Okay. As of now, it's like easily a 9 because I've just been playing the fuck out of that. Like half the albums in my most played songs of the year thing on Apple Music.
What's the one with that beat that like picks up? It's like,
isn't that Garbage Pail Kids?
Or Step a Pig?
Step a Pig.
Yeah.
Dude, that song is fucking hard. That's all I had to say.
Uncut with that.
yeah, bro. That shit is tough.
Yeah, I love that beat. But yeah, shout out Johnny
Jenny Brown and JPEG Mafia. Shout out to Jenny Brown and JPEG Mafia.
I'm sweating like I'm in a rave. I'm sweating like I'm in a rave. I'm sweating like I'm in a rave.
Max, you're number one and or honorable mentions.
I don't have any honorable mentions at all.
Because this year sucked.
Yeah, we'll get there. I'm sure I'll have more because I
this was pretty a solid year.
Dram, totally forgot about that. I forgot to listen to the BK album. Like, I totally spaced that album. There was one that you said that, like, I'm going to listen to the Rory album, too.
Yeah, I'm going to finish that.
And, yeah, I'll have more next time. It's just, every beginning of the year, it's always fucking, every time it seems like it's just, like, lackluster. And then the end of the year picks up and it's like, oh, okay, this is kind of fire. But my number one is Forward by Jordan Ward.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I heard about this guy. I think Smino posted about him. Or maybe Joyce Rice because she's on the album. One of those two posted about it. And I was like, oh, well, I'll check that out.
Any friend of Joyce Rice.
Yeah, bro. Any friend of Joyce Rice is a friend of mine. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, man. I mean, it's just fucking...
But he pass it up and down.
It's so fucking good, man. It just like... It reminds me so much of Joyce Rice's project.
Yeah.
And the love that I had for that, it's the same thing, except it's a man instead of a woman. And I'm so mad that he didn't come to Arizona on his little tour. Instead, I think he was in California because some of the guy that I know went to that show. So, but yeah, I love this album. Just nothing like some experimental contemporary R&B that's like 13 songs in 44 minutes that gets Max going. So,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, bro, I ate that shit up crazy. Ooh, I had it in my mouth. Crazy. Ooh, man. Listen to me gargle it.
That was very... That was a show.
Yeah.
That was a show. That was very realistic there.
All right, Tao.
All right.
Tao, what's one?
I didn't realize that no one had mentioned Glaucoma 2. So that actually, that is certainly an honorable mention for me.
It's number one.
It's actually editing the whole list. It's my favorite album of all time.
I'm actually reevaluating this entire episode. When Glaucoma 2 came out, though, Braden, me and I told you about it first.
Yeah, Tao put me on.
And I was like, well, it came out in like late February, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty good so far. If this album had not come out yet, and if I maybe used my brain a little harder before this episode, I might have put Glaucoma 2 at number one. But the Ketramine record for me is number one, at least this year. It's early, I know. It came out literally less than a month ago. But it's just different, man. And it's funny because if you would have asked me, like if I had known what future albums would come out 2 years ago, and you would have told me that this Ketramine album would be toward the top at midway through 2023, I'd have called you a little crazy because it's not entirely my style of rap music or just music in general, but it's fun. It's funky. It's groovy. Forever has been in my rotation
forever
since it came out. But in general, it's just a very, very good album. The one with... Freddie Gibbs on it too is pretty good.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Dude, right? Big Sean's song is fucking old, bro.
Love it.
Big Sean the Don, you know what I feel?
I was listening to that album today.
So that's number one for me, definitely.
Sweet.
If I use my brain harder, that Meet Me at the Altar record may have cracked the top
10. Oh, you liked it?
I love that album, dude.
Oh,
Past,
cool.
Present, Future? No,
yeah.
It's a very good album.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I just love Meet Me at the Altar, dude.
I didn't know you were a fan. Hell yeah.
It's such a fresh flavor to like alternative music in general.
It's like continuation of like what Kenny Hoop was doing. Kinda.
Right. Kind of in a way. Yeah, definitely. No, they're a very fun group of individuals indeed. So that Meet Me at the Altar record, Past, Present, Future, that's an honorable mention for me for sure.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, Ketramine. Shout out them.
Carlito, I'm looking at your fine ass.
One I got you on shit. It's... Don't think anyone could have ever predicted this for me, but it's actually a Corridos album. yeah, you got me there. But no, we got a Corridos album from a Mexican artist, Eslaban Armado, with his album. This fucking... I apologize again to the Hispanic viewers. My Spanish is not that good. It's Desvelado. Yeah, I think I got that right.
Carlos, you want to hear a funny story?
Hmm?
You know what my dad called me growing up? Because I'm half Mexican, half white. You know what my dad called me growing up? Called me a coconut.
Oh, yeah.
Brown on the outside and white on the inside.
Damn. Yeah. Holy shit.
At least you're passing, you know?
it'd be even worse if you're white on the outside.
Yeah, like a logic scenario.
I'm not afraid to be black. I'm not afraid to be white. I'm not afraid of my Mexican wife. Just kidding. I'm very scared of her because I'm white.
Yeah,
get out of my country, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's the thing. At least be glad you're not dancing around like it's a Broadway play, talking about your mix.
Yeah. Nothing like but nothing like
black
someone
Jesus.
But no, I'm glad with this dude, him and other artists like him, I think the other guys, Luis R. Conriquez and Peso Pluma. What I'm glad about those dudes is they're making their way of like what you would like familiarize as like old school like corridos, but they're doing it in like a slightly, the best way to compare it is like when we were starting to listen like to Joey Badass. Like we recognize it was like older school hip hop and shit, but it was new. It was a different
style. The bounce
style
was back. May I?
Bounce is back. If I may.
But exactly. I get what you're saying. You know, that Peso Pluma guy, bro, I'm telling you right now, end of this year, people going to be cranking that kind of music.
Oh, yeah. He's already,
it's our time.
He's definitely becoming one of my favorite artists. Although I have...
Drake cosign, that's all it takes, bro.
I have to ask this because no one's bringing up. Why does he low-key look like that kid from Stranger Things? I think it's Will, the guy who gets kidnapped in the first season. If he grew up around essays and shit. Like
Peso Pluma?
Oh, God. Peso Pluma look...
Oh, bro, I'm telling you, he low-key looks like Will from Stranger Things. If he grew up around Mexicans.
Oh, my God, bro.
It kind of looks like OGZ without all the curly hair.
Light-skinned Mexican guy. Looks like light-skinned Mexican guy.
Oh, I'm just saying.
No, he does. He do look like Will. This is the bowl cut, bro.
Yeah,
he's only 1 year older than us.
Yeah.
I fuck with him, but that mullet... Anyway, before I might get hate from the community and shit, but... shout out to Raza, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Always.
This was a great album. It's
one of the
chill.
Google questions is Peso Pluma top one?
Fuck.
Yeah, and we're not two. He and Sway top three, and we're not three.
He has a 100 tattoo on his wrist. That's fucking funny. It's the emoji.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's
100.
Yeah. Not 100. Tacky at all. 100. Anyway,
it's yeah.
Not tacky. 100.
Not
I love my people,
slightest.
But yeah, that part I can't give credit on. But yeah, that was my...
Hell yes.
Are we done with the albums?
Yeah, we're done with the albums. All solid
moving
choices.
Moving on to songies.
People. Yeah, you guys want to just do the songs regularly?
Let's just do a rapid fire. I don't even have mine ranked. I just kind of have a collection here. So
mine are ranked.
Mine are definitely ranked.
Brayden, start. You're white. Go.
Too many songs.
Go.
All right.
Go, white boy. Go.
Honorable mentions real quick.
Fuck the op.
We got Leave the Club by Don Toliver, Glorilla, and Lil Durk. One Step by Sam X. Palisades, California by Larry June, The Alchemist, and Big Sean. Frog by Golly Lagging. Going Coco Mo by Royal Otis. Waterfalls by Zulu. After Midnight by Phoenix and Claro. Forever by Kaytramine. Hell on Earth by Sergaway. Satanist by Boy Genius. The Things I Do by Inhaler. Ghetto Cinderella Blast. Love in Between, Caliuches, Saxon.
Waterfalls came out last year, by the way. I forgot to say.
Fuck! No, my honorable mention. I need to come up with another honorable mention out of my 35 honorable mentions.
The Things I Do by Inhaler, Ghetto Cinderella by Blast, DJ Mustard and Terrence
Shout
Martin.
Out Zulu.
Love Between by I already fucking said this. Saks Fifth Avenue by Masego, Evil by Melody Martinez, Be Somebody by Emotional Oranges and TK Maidza, Escape the Killer 2008 by iDress, Scent Rock by Lupe Fiasco, I Won't Tell by Baby Roses Mino, and Alyosha by Suzanne Sunfar.
Lupe Fiasco dropping.
He is white.
Is that your whole list?
That's the honorable mentions.
Oh my.
This guy's like, it's 90 minutes and I want to save time. Let me say 20 billion.
That's why
honorable
I was like, we're going to be here forever.
Because you have 30 honorable mentions, bro. I have 10 songs.
Let's make it known. I have 20 more. No, I'm kidding.
27 I mean, more. I have 16 songs, but I'm not even going to say them. I'm just going to wait for top 20. Funny.
All right.
All right, my turn.
Top 10.
Oh, fuck. Go. With say a little bit about it. Don't just fucking run it, but yeah.
This
don't
is what they
just raw dog it.
Last kind of movie. This movie.
Oh, Lupe Fiasco has a song with A$AP Rock? What the fuck?
That sounds like some that trash.
Oh, it was fucking louder than last time.
shit.
Yeah, Scent Rock's the one that I liked, because he's just been dropping singles lately. I fucking love that song.
Yeah, sorry about that.
This Is What They Meant by Big Pig at number 10. Just catchy, like dreamy pop music. Last Together by Vistas. Just like catchy alternative rock. Kind of sounds like Foo Fighters a little bit, I guess, but I don't really know who else to compare him to. But it was a catchy song. White Crocs by Jordan Ward and Ryan Trey. Pharrell ass beat, bouncy ass song, super chill R&B music. Like R&B Talia pop loves that music. Song. Dope as fuck. Ironic since she doesn't like Pharrell.
Yeah, she hates Pharrell.
Number
bounces back.
Six. Bounces back. Number six, I got 10 G's by Jay Worthy and I Am Nobody. Just
oh, fuck. I forgot to add that song. God damn it.
Everything I love about the West Coast is embodied in this song. I highly recommend any G-Funk listener to listen to that. Any time of day, or what is this, number five? Yeah. No, sorry. That was, the last one was number seven. This one's number six. Number six, Any Time of Day by the Lemon Twigs. Beautiful, beautiful song. They just came out with an album, too. I'm probably going to listen to it. Like it sounds like some shit you'd hear like in the 70s, but beautiful, beautiful song. Like just a feel good song. Number five, I got Flowers and Chocolate by iDress. Some sad shit.
It's a good song.
You fuck with that song?
Song? I do. Wow, that makes me think about my list actually.
sad ass song, but like, oh my god, it's so catchy. Like the riff and everything, the reverb soaked vocals and guitar. It's just like indie pop, sad boy, white boy, indie pop shit to a T.
But when you put it like that, then.
number four.
White boy, faster.
number four, I got Dressed by Soft Colt. Another, like, kind of a little bit more grungier than Flowers and Chocolate, but not as grungy as, like, probably some shit that Teo is more into. But Teo's been putting on some quality grunge shit. this song's a bit more, like, reverb-soaked indie type of grunge. Like shoegaze grunge, I guess you could say.
Shout out Foster.
But catchy as fuck. Love that song, but playing the fuck out of it. Number three, Hollywood Baby by 100 Gex. Best song ever made. Nothing else to be said. Number two, Oil by Gorillaz and Stevie Nicks. What the fuck y'all laughing at?
When the pussy gets to you.
Laughing.
I fucking love that song, regardless if my girlfriend likes Stevie Nicks or not. Okay?
Loves Stevie Nicks.
Beautiful fucking song. Like it blows all the other songs in that album out of the water, because I did listen to Cracker Island and it was okay. Not like,
was it of Cracker standards?
It's definitely not in the Gorillaz top records. I think I love their album that came out in the pandemic a lot more, Saw Machine. But that song with Oil with Stevie Nicks, like, oh my god, that's probably gonna be my most played song of the year. And my number one song of the year is Waste My Life by Alice Merton. Happy go lucky, lovey dovey pop song. It's just like, makes me think of just like being in a relationship and being happy and just wasting. It's called, the song is about wasting time with like your lover, basically. Like it's
fuck you.
It's literally like, it's like in the chorus, like blatantly in the chorus. It's like not a very lyrically deep song, but like it's just, I don't know. It's just a feel good song and it makes me happy. And yeah. Anyways. Kind of like how Max, you were saying, like how that Smino song with Reggie just makes you just think about just being in love. Yeah, same vibe. The same vibe.
That's all it takes.
I'll just go kill myself now. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Wonder Don't what worry. That's like.
Feels like that.
Ow.
All right, my turn.
Never mind. I want to say.
Is that fast enough for you?
I'm going to list my honorable mentions because his ass did. I don't have that many, though. Point Noir by IDK, Juice Fruit, and Saucy Santana.
Saucy
Pussy
Santana.
Poppin' Music. New York in June by Pierre Bourne. I don't know what it is in that song, but I fucking love it. Flaunt It Dash Cheap by Ray Schremer. Oh my god, Jimmy fucking ruined that song, but that's such a fun song.
80s throwback.
What We On by Lil Johnny, 40, P-Lo, and Da Boy.
Oh, I forgot that song! What We On?
Another one, Shoddy by DC The Don. I love that beat. It reminds me of the doing, 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 doing. If you get what I'm saying. And then Always by featuring Summer Walker, or not Summer Walker, either one, by Daniel Caesar. Beautiful song. Up Now featuring Coileray by Didi Osama. I don't know what it is in that song. but every song that uses that sample is hard as fuck, and Coileray is so damn horny. Number 10. The Chosen by Conway the Machine and Jay Skeezy, or whatever the fuck you say his name. That's got to be one of the best rap songs ever. Number 9, Lean Beef Patty by JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown. Still one of the craziest snippets I've ever heard in my life.
Fuck these homies is popping jaws.
One of the best. One of the best snippets I've ever fucking heard in my life.
What is... Oh, I fucking hate that I don't have the number. 10, 9, 8.
I didn't know. That fucked me up, too.
Number 8, Too Smooth by Young Hayes and Kellen Ellis. Kalen Ellis, I think I said that wrong. Jesus Christ. Shout out Young Hayes, awesome artist, and Z Lou and Sam X and all those motherfuckers. They're really cool guys. We love you to death. That song, if that song was longer, it'd be my favorite song ever made. Dude, that shit is so beautiful. Fuck, dude. 10, 9, 8. 7, They Don't Love It by Jack Harlow. Oh my God, that's a beautiful ass song. Number
White
6.
Boy, hoodie and sweaters.
Yeah, bro. Number 6. Sweaters. Number 6, Boyfriend Girlfriend featuring YG by Tyler the Creator.
Really?
I love that song.
Wow.
I know you hate that song, but great, it's great song.
Pick. Not sorry, not sorry.
No, hell no. Tyler the I'm wasting my time talking to you. Tyler the Creator. Tyler the Creator, I need him to do more fucking West Coast songs. Like, he needs to start doing that shit more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5, Mad Riz by Sam X. Holy shit. Love those guys. That fucking Paris, Texas sample. And then the one with the fucking, it's like that Western ass sample that sounds like Law and Order. Fucking awesome song. Listen to them. Listen to Sam X. Listen to Sam X. Listen to Sam X. Number 4, You're Not Over Me by Roach Radio. Shout out the boys. Roach Radio, forever, for life. Love you guys. Love that song. Shout out the whole gang.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck it. Let's name them. Jesus, Roman, Kai, and fucking George. Come on the show. Number 3, Drive Me Crazy by Lil Yachty. Holy shit, that song is beautiful. Oh my God, I'm going to masturbate. Number 2, except I hate the second half of that song. Jesus Christ, Lil Yachty, learn how to fucking rap or stop singing or fucking sew your mouth shut. Number 2, Hollywood Baby by 100 Gex. Number 1, Sidekick by Jordan Ward and Joyce Rice. Holy shit, do I love Joyce Rice and when she's with other men. Her music makes me feel like a bro. I fucking love it. I love that song so much. Yeah, that's my list. Your turn, gang.
Oh, that's a hard act to follow there.
Yeah,
so,
well.
So I apologize to all the listeners there.
She liked to kiss on the tits and the neck.
This is in no particular order. I'm just going to kind of go through it. Pinot Noir, is that how you're going to say it? The IDK song with the sauce?
Yeah,
the sauce.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
I think I said pint, but I'm also dyslexic. But I think it's, yeah, it's like the isn't that wine or something?
I think so.
I don't fucking care. It's a size 42 on top of your neck.
It's a good song. Denver, I already said that from the Jackman. Although they don't know, though. That's a good one as well. I'd probably put that one on there, too. Bro! No one's talking about the new Yeet album, bro. I'm sorry. Call me 14 all the fuck you want.
I will. 14.
I listened to the new Yeet album, Afterlife, and I listened to the new Destroy Lonely album, the If Looks Could Kill album.
I forgot to listen.
Both of them as a whole album fucking sucked, okay?
Yeah, bro.
However, How You Feel from Destroy Lonely, that's a good one.
I'll listen. I didn't
or
listen
Split
to that album.
From Afterlife.
So I will listen to those.
It's a vibe.
I did not care for I tried Afterlife. It's long. And it's just like, I don't know. I thought.
I don't know why people that make that kind of music.
The album with.
Insist on making long
the
albums.
The last album that came out, one that we reviewed, like Die Something. I can't remember.
Die Lit or no. The Die Lit. Jesus Christ.
The one with like the Gunna and the Young Thugs song on it. The one that we reviewed last year. I think Henry was on that review.
He was. Shout out H-Man.
Like no reason. I thought that one was like so much better. But like this one though, like it wasn't horrible. It just felt like Yeet was like not going in as hard. But I respect your choice.
Yeah. That's a cool song, I guess. Dogtooth, also on that list.
Tyler.
Actually a lot of songs. If I could have put the special edition in the top 10, I would have. I just didn't think.
Yeah, I didn't really count Estate Sale.
Yeah, me neither. But Dogtooth, good. Stuntman has contender for Feature
with Vince
of the
Staples?
Year with Vince Staples.
I fucking love that song.
Great it's a song. Good one. So those two. I already said How You Feel, Destroy Lonely. I like that song a lot. It's very like...
What's the big single of his right now?
It looks
right now.
Did
that come out this year?
Is that on that album?
It is. Yeah. I want to sound like a fucking 14-year-old opium kid, but it depends on what timeline you look at because I'm pretty sure it got leaked like in November of last year.
That's right, yeah.
But it officially came out this year, I'm pretty sure.
I do like
the song How You Feel is the one you like?
How You Feel. It's the opening track on the Destroy Lonely album. It's okay.
I'll check it out.
I'm not the Anthony Fantano. I think he rated it like a strong one or like a strong zero.
He historically hates those guys, like Opium. Mm-hmm.
I think he gave Ken Carson a zero.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Or something like that.
I don't hate it quite that much. But
I don't hate it that much, but God damn, I'm not listening to an hour and 15 minutes of it, bro.
Yeah, no.
I turned that shit off after like six songs. I was like, I get it.
It's just very repetitive too. Like even with No Stylist came out, like even though there are a lot of good songs on that record, like it's very repetitive.
It's
like
a couple of those songs I fuck with.
Like Jet Lagged and Veteran are almost the same songs.
I like Jet Lagged. I remember that song.
Yeah. So but anyway, there's that. Yo, the Lil Yachty single is on there for me too, The Strike.
Bro, I like that song too. Holster. Max yeah, doesn't like, that, like song. That song.
You don't like it?
No, I think like it's really I think it's fucking stupid that Lil Yachty made one song that has a now he has to do it in every song because then the whites clap and then good job. Am I doing good, whites? Am I doing good? Like dude, and then they got this motherfucker Yachty talking about all my other albums suck. Dude, shut the fuck up and make hip hop. Like oh my god.
Bring it back.
Like I don't mean that in any I don't mean that in some sort of like racist way. Replaced. Like don't read that wrong.
We need you to bring it back.
Don't read that shit wrong, but like I hate when hip hop artists make something experimental and then they're like, yeah, hip hop fucking sucks, man. It's like, dude, that's your bread and butter. That's why people love you. We don't love you because you say a sex symbol, a blank seminal. Like that, it's fucking stupid. And now his audience is a bunch of dumbasses who think they're cool and artsy and fucking.
When only Mac DeMarco's the only artist.
Yeah, bro. It's like, shut up. Like,
he's making music for the white boys that wear tote bags to function.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep. Yeah. And man. Now why Foley's moving on to Du Bois, I think.
Let's see here. Bread and Butter by Gunna. That new song.
Oh, that just came out.
I didn't even listen to it yet.
I haven't even heard it yet either.
Pretty sure it was like
24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. It's getting out there.
9 o'clock yesterday.
It is very much that
holy
good.
Shit.
That one song you sent me, Braden, from is it Atta Rock, that 920 London? The one that did the screaming on Murder, Death, Kill for
yes.
Play That Boy's
yes.
A. That's a great song. And really, that's kind of the only alternative feel that I have on my songs list so far. I'm just not a lot of the alternative or the hardcore is really tickling my fancy like
in 2023
years past. For 2023, yeah. So One Step is on that list for me. Sam X,
bit of my denim, it's all in my jeans,
fuck yeah,
bitch, I can't stand you, I'm Michael Sabine.
Shout out our favorite white boy Lance,
dude. He is Arizona's favorite white
yeah,
boy
bro.
If you saw that
white
concert,
boy of the year, dude, Lance Silva.
I'm telling you, man.
Asking me Silverware, whatever the fuck he says.
Lance like Silva.
Asking my name, where's Lance like Silverware, whatever the fuck he says.
Yeah. Let's see. From the Juicy J album, No Man with Xavier
Wolf.
Nice.
I like it.
Play me some Pippin, man.
Although I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that Xavier Wolf literally starts every verse with, I pull up, such a say what's up.
What a great flow. Hopefully he never uses it in every song.
The 210s. That was another good the Corday and
With Anderson Paak and
yeah.
Corday.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't care for that song as much.
I liked it. I think Corday has such a corny way of rapping. He's like ever since he got into like that whole like, bro, I invest in stocks, I value
he's
my wealth.
He's going on tour with NF. I don't give a shit about what that man has to say.
Seriously. And it just I don't know how to describe it. He just has like such a corny delivery. And everything he says just feels like he thinks it's the greatest, most profound thing ever told. And it just isn't. But Anderson Paak's verse on that was pretty good. So I liked it.
I'll have to go back to that.
And then, yeah, that's what I have. But yeah, like I said, those aren't ranked, but that's certainly what I've been feeling year so far. I listen to a lot of I don't listen to a lot of music from the year that like we're in.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Dude, my Apple Music replay looks fucking horrible.
Every year.
There's
every
like
year
six
it's
musicals
just
on there. Like, dude, I got like the most holeless music going on in my life right now, bro. Holy shit. I am in trouble. I am in deep trouble, bro. Anyway.
All right. So
Carlito.
That wraps me up.
Carlito, feed me your words.
All right. I'm just going to try to push through these.
Yeah.
All right.
Feed it to me.
All right. Number 10. Letter June, The Alchemist, and Slum Village. With the song Orange Village. If you like hip hop, but you don't care for Slum Village, respectively, yourself. This is an amazing song. This is an amazing song. Number 9, we got.
Jesus Christ.
Number 9.
All right.
Braden's starting to fall asleep over here. We got to hurry.
All right. Number 9. First off, fuck you, heathens. We got Baby Rose and Smino with I Won't Tell.
Great
amazing
song.
Funky ass shit.
Didn't even make your list.
No, I was in my honorable mentions.
I didn't hear it. You were fucking.
Because I was going 100 miles an hour.
Bro, one of your fucking 150 time. Honorable mentions.
Grub time, flash time.
Number 8, we got Jay Worthy and Rock Marciano with their song My Own 2 with featuring ASAP, Ant, and Bart Oatmeal.
So Bart
that was,
Oatmeal.
That was my favorite song on the
Fuck
album.
Fuck Bart
too.
Oatmeal.
Yeah. Let's see. Number 7, we got Mr. Police with IDK, ACAB all day.
Oh,
you know
shit, dude. I loved that song.
You know, I just be bumping this whenever I'm
Mr.
cruising.
Mr. Police, how are
windows
you?
Windows down in front of the police station.
ACAB all day.
Fuck the ops.
Number 6.
Fuck the ops. What'd you say?
Fuck the ops.
Anyway. Walking this bitch. I hate this board so much.
Number 6, we got Garbage Pail Kids by JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown. One of the greatest beats of all time.
Jesus Christ.
Number 5, the Gorillaz Oil featuring Stevie Nicks.
Woo!
I'm not going to lie, the album was
added the R2D2 scream yet, but I'm planning on it. And the Yoda scream.
Woo!
You did that perfectly. We're just going to cut that and throw it on the board.
Go ahead.
Yeah, send me that.
Can't lie, the album was kind of underwhelming, but an amazing song. Love it.
Wholeheartedly agree.
One of my ultimate favorite bands of all time. Check Out by Sam X. You know, came in with some sloppy top
check,
and really
check,
this song.
Check.
I just love that beat. That BC Boy sample.
Yourself. I love you, Sam X, but I can't. I don't back no BC Boy shit.
You're stupid. You haven't even listened to anything by the Beastie Boys in full, probably.
Why would I? It sucks.
It's good music.
It's all right. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Number 3, we got Eslabon Armado and Beso Pluma with their song Ella Vaya Sola. Amazing song. Yep. You know, if you don't like that Mexican shit, kill yourself.
Yep.
All
right.
All right, I'm going to stop.
All right, no more of that.
Every song now. If you don't like this, kill yourself.
If you don't like 808s and cold takes, kill yourself.
And I stand by that shit.
I would fuck a dinosaur.
I'm going to stop saying that.
I'm going to scrap the whole episode. Record for 2 hours.
116-minute episode.
Oh, shit. Number 2, we got Kali Uchis with her song Endlessly, some funk shit.
Nice.
Some funky-ass shit. Fuck with it. And finally, number 1, we got Rory, Reggie, and Jay Electronica with Enough.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Love that song.
That shit, man. Maybe there is a God. That's my list.
I love it just there.
That beat is amazing, bro.
It's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
I fuck with Reggie hard, bro.
Reminds me of some Jay Dilla shit. I loved it.
So for our next ones, we have Beat of the Year as well as Verse of the Year.
I'm just going to stick to one.
I don't have more than one. So, Brayden, give us your list of 7.
All right. Beat of the Year. 2 honorable mentions. The Chosen by Conway, produced by Justice League. Okra by Young Nudy. I do not know who produces that song. But my number 1 beat of the year is 10 G's by I Am Nobody and Jay Worthy. It is just like, oh my God, the sampling, like the chorus is the sample basically, but like, oh my God, like that, when those drums kick in and Jay Worthy's Dip a Fly, like that whole West Coast flow, it is like everything I love about California hip hop, specifically Southern California hip hop.
Hip hop started out the pop. That beat is by Coop, by the way.
Coop.
Oh,
Coop.
Yeah.
You know that
he always produces for Nudie, so
he produces. Yeah, he produces.
Yeah,
for
he's a big Nudie guy. All right, what I got on my list? sorry, guys. I do have some honorable mentions for this one, but I'm gonna keep it light. White Crocs by Jordan Ward.
Booty bounces.
Holy shit, that beat's insane. Boyfriend, Girlfriend. I really like that beat. It's so refreshing to hear Tyler do something like that. Lean Beef Patty might be the most chaotic thing I've ever heard in my life. but my favorite beat of the year is Mad Riz by Sam X. I fucking
Really?
Love that shit. The way that shit kicks in.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, bro. Like you, that sound. That's like a sound like the down, 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 down. Like it just, like you can like picture like if they were like, let's say they're like a global scale. Like you can just picture like the pits like, boom, 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 boom. Like it just, it's so grand and awesome, and I love it. So
hell yeah.
I pass it to Teo.
I guess it is me. I only have one honorable mention, and it's Randy Orton from Glaucoma 2. Just the way the snares hit on that beat is just kind of ridiculous. There's a lot of witty, witty lyrics on that song.
Dirty South shit.
But my favorite of the year, do you guys hear Killers and Robbers by Josiah with Midwest and Denzel Curry and Maddox? That beat is very hard.
I don't know if I've
never
that.
Heard that.
It's a good song.
That sounds like it's right up my alley. I've never heard that.
It's in the neighborhood of like a city morgue
that
beat.
Sounds like a Weathen song.
That boy's a coward like courage. Got a good life. When I grow up, I flourish.
When did that come out?
Your bitch wanna take a pic?
I'm a Gemini bitch fuck a Taurus. I don't even know how to spell Josiah.
You're talking about me like I am a thesaurus.
Josiah. Oh, he dropped an album this year. Art of War. Denzel Curry, Rico Nasty, Killers and Robbers.
This shit make you want to curb stop a newborn baby.
Oh, should I have that?
Wait. I'd rather endure 4 hours of strenuous cock and ball torture than listen to that shit. That album made me want to curb stomp a newborn baby.
Oh my God. I didn't even know he dropped, but yeah, he's got...
Killers and Robbers, great beat. I love it a lot.
And
yeah, it's cool.
Hell of features too. Damn, I'm a
got Scarlord on here.
We were just talking about Josiah the other day too. With
dude, Scarlord and NASCAR Aloe and Josiah on the same song. Ooh. Shit just sounds like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He said he was sorry.
I said I'm sorry.
He said he was sorry.
I expected you guys to take your headphones off when I said that. But
I didn't know you were getting that loud. It's just a block. It's just a block of waveform.
Square waveform.
Yeah, listen to that. Yeah, listen to that song, guys.
Do you have any other ones? Is that it for you?
That's it for me. Yeah, no. Killers and Robbers for sure. It takes the cake.
Sweet. I pass it to Los.
Los.
All right, for beat of the year, I'm going to have to pick... shit. I'm just going to have to pick Sam X Checkout and shit. I just love how that fucking... they were able to mix those...
duality of man right
yeah,
here.
Bro.
Those vocal cores together and shit, like how it sounded trippy as fuck, man. I felt like I was going on an acid
sample,
trip, you know what
I
I'm saying?
I can't stand that song. Just, I don't listen
phrase
to
phrase I can't
I'm
say.
anyway, so that feature...
It's a nice pick, Los.
Yeah.
Both are all
solid it is a
picks.
Great beat. I will admit, like, I can't stand listening to the Beastie Boys... But like I that the way that he chops that shit is incredible.
All right,
features, man.
Features.
How many do you have?
Only a few.
I think I also have two. I think I have two, but there's some off the top of my head that I can think of.
I don't have a favorite. I have two, and that kind of ties.
I'm gonna say Stevie Nicks on Oil by Gorillaz.
Okay,
I think she fit in perfectly on that song.
Sweet.
Oh, I'll say Joyce Rice on Sidekick by Jordan Ward.
I grab my girls, we dip it right now.
I'm going to say Lil Durk on Leave the Club by Don Toliver. I love Durk's verse on that. It's funny as fuck, bro.
That's a Braden song.
VIP off the club right now. That shit. Oh, man. And then my number one feature of the year is Big Sean on quite literally everything because he has
killed it this year.
He has had some killer features this year. Lil Keed's song, Hottest. Little Key literally goes wow like right before and after Big Sean's verse, and it is well deserved. Wow,
it's a good song, Lil Key.
Shit's hard as fuck. His feature on Palisades, California by Larry June and the Alchemist goes fucking stupid, and his feature on Aminé's album. Let's talk about it. No, Master P,
all killed it.
Killer features,
did a
bro.
Great job.
I think he's on a couple other songs this year. He's been pretty active this year. I think he's probably gearing up to drop another album, but. Yeah, man. Shout out to Big Sean. Like, he's always been pretty good with the features ever since, like, the I Decided era. But to
kinda
see
got
him...
got bullied into doing so.
Like, he killed it. He had, like, a random feature on YSL's album a couple years ago. Like, out of nowhere with that song with Lil Keed, the Warrior song. Mm. And Big Sean just, like, ate that beat to pieces. And then he just disappears again. He just goes back to zenning out and having his kid with Janae Aiko.
Congrats to them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't think they were going to stay together, but... Good for them.
Well, they've been trying for a kid for a while too, and it finally worked out for them. So, congrats, guys. There's a couple off my head. Coi Leray on that Didi Osama song, horny as hell, and I love it. Pinot Noir, whatever the fuck, that Saucy Santana verse. Ooh, I'd bust it straight open for Saucy Santana.
Whoa!
That's just right off the top of my... There's more, but I'm don't care right now. My favorite verse of the year is definitely Smiley Loves Saint on One Step.
Oh, true.
Yeah, that shit just lives in my head.
Oh, when he was
rent-free.
Looking for some sloppy talk.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, Smiley Rod.
That's looking for sloppy talk. I bust out like a comic. Yeah, bro. And I don't even mean to be some meat-munching, dick-riding shit. It's just been such a big part of my life right now. And that the first time I heard that shit during the listening party, I was like, holy shit. I was like, dude, that was insane. And yeah, I pass it to Teo again.
I don't necessarily have big ones, so I'll make mine pretty quick. From the same album, it's a real toss-up between Stuntman and Worf Talk for Feature of the Year.
Oh, true.
I lean more toward the Vince Staples feature because I just
bitch,
think he...
are you done?
I think he just fits so well on that beat.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, anytime A$AP Rocky hops on a Tyler song, I mean, just... I know there's all the memes out there, like how well, how much chemistry they have and just like how much fun they have together and like how much, you know, whatever. That chemistry is definitely seen in a lot of the songs that they make. I find it funny because stylistically, I think A$AP Rocky and Tyler, the Creator, are very different. But when they link together for songs, they just somehow find a way to create some kind of new sound that we've never heard before. And it always works very cohesively. So I enjoy it. But I definitely lean
each other.
I definitely lean more towards Stuntman. Both are pretty good, though, so I'll have it tied for Feature of the Year. All right, Carlito.
All right.
Give it
to me.
For
my Feature of the Year, I'm going to have to give it to, again, to Jay Electronica for Enough. Just the way he was able to... That's honestly one of my favorite verses from him. And
it's a very smooth verse.
Yeah, it felt like really personal, him like talking about like his case's relationship. And, you know, he switched it up. He kind of left out, you know, the Luke from the Dagobah bars and shit. Left out the anti-Semitism bars and shit.
It's J Electron Domino coming
Luke
through your monitor.
From the Dagobah. I love that.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, even the final bar from that verse is definitely one of my favorite bars of this year and shit. And, yeah,
that's
my
like
future year.
Fuck yeah.
Anything else we got?
Holy concerts. Shit. Oh, fuck.
There's concerts.
Top three concerts.
We're not done. Laughing all the way to the concert.
White, but we do have... Brayden's been to so many, though.
Yeah, I picked 5 concerts instead of 3.
Oh, my God. I could do 5. We've been to so many. Let me just pull it up.
I don't have a lot. Interesting.
Dun,
I know I've been to more than Super Heaven. Spoiler alert, that's my number one. But I know I've been to more. I just can't think of them.
When,
anyway.
I'm trying to think of when this year started. Did we see Surf Curse this year?
Started in January.
Did well, like, for the concerts.
No, we saw Surf Curse last year.
That was last year?
Yeah.
I saw the 19th. Did me and Callie go see that in January or was that December? I'll look it up.
I'm going to say that was last year.
The 1975.
Yeah, that was definitely last year.
In November.
Because we went to their dance night.
We went to the... Yeah.
Which was like one of the most fun nights.
Yeah, because Blue Joy, that was the... So first, okay. I got them lined up right now.
All right. Number 5, I got the Chili Peppers, which opened by The Strokes and Thundercat. Even though the Strokes lead singer, Julian Casablancas, was like pretty hungover, everything sounded great. The Chili Peppers fucking crushed it. Thundercat fucking crushed it. And just like watching talented ass musicians just go crazy, like in a stadium, is like different than watching them do it like in an indie venue. Like it's like a whole nother level of like, holy shit. Like you can tell these motherfuckers have been doing this shit for so long.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see. Number 4 is P-Lo. Just like a welcome surprise. It's like we didn't even stay the whole show, but like
no, it was a fun show.
It was just super chill, and it was really cool. The Bay Area DJ, like just the Bay Area vibe, something that we don't really get enough of in Arizona, and I wish we got more of. Bring those people from California, and not the. Hey, G-Funk's great too, but I feel like we already have a lot of lowrider culture in Arizona, like already from Southern California. I think some Bay Area shit would be a nice change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a dope show, and P-Lo was cool, and his opening DJ and Michael Snead were cool too. Number 3, I got Super Heaven.
Really, that made your top 3, huh?
Oh fuck yeah, dude! I was definitely like minutes from dying after it was over. Like I like probably was like my life energy bar was like at the like one bar left.
It was such an interesting crowd at that show. And here's the thing: when it's my turn, I'm literally just gonna take the opportunity to suck Super Heaven's dicks. But yeah, no, that was for the ages.
It was just a whole experience, and it was my first hardcore crowd too. I'd never really experienced a hardcore crowd before.
Which was even more interesting. Like, if you listen to Super Heaven, if you're familiar with Super Heaven, you listen to the music, and before we went to the concert, I was like, okay, dude, I don't know what kind of vibe this is going to be, because while they have high-energy music, their lyrics is, like, the saddest shit you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was so interesting to see people jumping off stage and people moshing that shit. I thought it was so funny, but in hindsight, it fit kind of perfectly.
Yeah.
Just kind of with the theme of their music. But anyway, I'll shut the fuck up.
Please also, continue. Like, the joy of seeing you get your shit signed by all four of them, and, like, the joy of getting you in. Because, like, I kind of was, in his essence, paying back Mateo for coming with me to the Smokers Club the year prior. And, like, this is, like, you know, as Mateo's going to tell you, like, it's his favorite band. And it was just really cool to see, like, that moment happen for him, because I don't know, like I haven't really, I guess, seen a lot of that with other people before, like at a concert, like
it's seeing like Lovers and Friends.
Yeah, it's like seeing Max watch a whole set by the Fugees at Lovers and Friends, and seeing, you know, like, and just witnessing that, like, oh yeah, like this is, you know, this is what, like, I can see how much it means to these other people, and that's why I love music.
You should start crying right now, please.
We're crying right now. Great experience.
That shit was awesome.
Number two, I got Muse and Evanescence.
Really? Oh, nice.
Dude, fucking it. Well, I
didn't hear much about that show.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it was another, like, you know, hockey stadium show. But growing up with Muse, like, I'd known Muse for a long, long time. With that CD with Uprising and Resistance on it, or the album's called Resistance, I think. Childhood memories. And to see all that shit fully realized live. I didn't know that Matt Bellamy played the guitar too. So, like, it's just the three of them, the drummer, the bassist, and him. And dude, he, like, fucking shreds. Like, and the guitar tones are sick. It's like a different kind of, like a different type of shredding as compared to, like, John Frusciante from the Chili Peppers, seeing him, or, like, you know, any other big rock band. Knights of Sidonia was fucking awesome live. They had, like, a humongous, it also reminded me of Guitar Hero. Like, the stage had, like, this giant, like, mechanical, like, bowl-looking thing. It was, like, futuristic as fuck. It looked like one of those crazy out-of-this-world sets from Guitar Hero. And, yeah, it was sick as fuck. And Evanescence, the chick from that band, has, like, probably the best live vocals I've ever heard from a vocalist in general. Awesome. Yeah, that shit sounded amazing.
Evanescence is awesome. It's an awesome band, low-key.
Yeah, it was a great show. And number one is The Killers at Tempe Beach Park during the Super Bowl. I didn't even know that it was happening until, like, I heard last second. And because it was at, like, a sports event. And
we all look at The Killers. Killers in the corner.
Trying to find it here.
It's in the top left. Killers on the wall.
Moment of silence for Sam's Town.
what is that G-Easy line?
Oh,
kill the pussy.
Kill the pussy. Moment of give silence. Give it to a memorial. Moment of silence. But if walls could talk, they say, jail, you're a problem. But yeah, no, that, because I'd seen The Killers 2 years ago, or was it, no, it was last year. I saw them last year at the hockey stadium, but it was kind of like, I don't know, I was going through some shit at the time, and also my dad and my sister were kind of going through shit, so they couldn't make it. And so, I mean, I got other people to go with me, but, like, it just wasn't, like, I don't know. It wasn't. It was kind of like a little bit of a letdown.
When was that show?
August of last year. And to get the chance to see them again, also, like, right, Kylie and I got, like, right at the barricade. It was fucking perfect. And, like, it was just the whole, and he did, like, the set was, like, 10 songs, but it was, like, all of, like, their most important songs, and also, like, some songs from that album that's so emotionally attached to.
I think that says Farmstown.
It's Sam's Town.
I can't read, and it's cursive, and it's far away. That's my excuse.
All good. But yeah, no, it was just like such a, like, one of those, like, it was like my Super Heaven, my Lovers and Friends kind of experience. Yeah. And yeah, it's just a really happy night. So
I'm not the biggest fan of The Killers, but the one thing I do hear about them is that they put on a fucking show live. Like, even if you're not a big fan of The Killers, they should be a bucket list artist, just the way they're able to incorporate that energy on stage as well as on the tracks is pretty incredible.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was a great experience.
It's awesome, dude.
Maxi pad?
Yeah. Yep. Number five is P-Lo. Same reason. Oh, do you have a worst?
No.
No?
Were we supposed to?
I don't know if off the top of your head. I mean, I have one because I'm looking at my list. I have two.
Let me guess. Babytron?
Yeah. And Trippy Red.
Oh, really? I didn't think it was that bad.
I think it was the promoter part of it that made it as bad as it was. The fact that we sat there for six hours.
We didn't stand there for 6 hours.
We were there from 6:30 to, he didn't come out till 10, so 4 hours.
We got there at 6:30?
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, number five is P-Lo as well, for these same reasons. It was just a fun surprise. And although we didn't stay the whole time, it was a fun memory, and it was overall just a good night. Number four, I have the Chili Peppers as well. I did not like how the stage was set up at all. Like, it was really far from like the seats that we were in. You wouldn't think that we were very far, but it just like, they only had one side. It didn't like go in the middle or anything. So
I was glad we were able to like look straight at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like looking from the side very much.
Yeah, that's true. But Thundercat was awesome. I'm really bummed that I'm going to miss that Thundercat show and that IDK show.
Damn.
I'm be in Disneyland that week, but the Strokes, he was kind of lackluster, but it was cool seeing some of those white boy hits performed live. Number three is Jid and Smino. I had a lot of fun at that show. I'm a huge Smino fan. I don't know if I really talk about that as much as I feel about it, but it felt so good seeing some of those songs performed. Like,
I got videos of you going crazy in those pits.
Like Clink and all that shit. And then, oh, dude, it reminded me a lot of that Pusha T show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that was such a good
show. But yeah, them when Jid came out and did all his hard songs, oh my God, that was a lot of fun. Number two is the first time that we saw Sam X together, actually. That was just a great night.
You're talking about AZ Way Too Active.
At AZ Way Too Active.
That was fun as hell.
We went and saw them, and then I threw a surprise party for my girlfriend's anniversary that night.
Oh, that's right.
And it
that
just
was
overall,
a night to remember, actually.
It just was one of the best nights ever. It was so much fun. And I love everybody for participating and being on board for that really thrown-together thing. And shout-out Callie, for real. She's the best on earth.
Providing housing.
Yeah, providing I literally was like, I'm with her right now, can you do everything, basically is what I said to her, and she's always down, so it was great. Number one is gonna be 100 Gex. Just so much fun. The energy was great. It wasn't as good as the first time, but it was just so much fun. Those pits were so much fun. My honorable mention was Knight Lavelle's set, actually.
Okay.
Really?
That was just, it was just fun, bro.
Yeah,
just
it was
like
wild.
Like not giving a shit about seeing who the hell is on stage or listening to whatever the fuck that's playing, but just like killing people.
We were
in
just
pits.
Like, all right, we're going into the abyss.
Yeah,
now.
Bro. It was just so much fun. And it's a funny night. And then that whole shit with Snot and that little girl climbing up on the rafters.
Jesus
like, it was
Christ.
Just a crazy night. But his set was insane. And I don't think I would go see him again, but it was definitely fun to do, especially because people always talk about how all those motherfuckers, like, I don't know if Knight Lavelle is G95 or any of that shit.
He recently
G59
is.
G59 or whatever.
He
but,
recently is, yeah.
But it's always told that all those guys are bucket list shows, and I'm glad I got to see him, even if I didn't really care to or
the
mean
to. The
only
one I really need to see still is Ramirez. That's about it.
He's good.
I've City Morgue.
I don't need to see City Morgue.
I'd love to see
unless,
City
unless
Morgue.
He wanted to go to City Morgue and needed someone to go with, I'm
dude,
not seeing
he
City
asked
Morgue.
Me to go with him. Is that 2 years
that
ago?
That was 2 years ago.
And yeah, I couldn't probably. Go.
I couldn't go either.
And I was like, fuck, bro. That shit would have been so much fun.
It was, yeah, man.
But I'm not about to go to Grade A again to see them. That's some, no, I'm good. But if they were to do like some small show at like, I don't fucking know where they would go.
They're at the Van Buren last time. Oh, no, they were at the Van Buren this year, right?
They were just at the Van Buren.
They're going to... Wait, I think they're going to do another one for My Bloody America. Is that the one you're talking
they
about?
They keep saying...
I think that's the one that
they
just
keep
happened.
Saying okay. That they're
you know what?
Fucking,
you're right.
They keep saying they're done making music. They're like, this is the final tour. This is the final tour. And it's like, no, well, you've been saying it for 4 years.
The Monster Energy Outbreak.
Yeah.
Presents City Morgue.
Monster Energy Outbreak, or what's the other one that does him, like Red Bull or something, has the fucking yeah bro, oh my God, Monster Energy Outbreak tours. Kill me, bro.
I was gonna say that
Rico
was
Nasty,
Nasty.
Coi Leray was
Kenny
a,
Hoopla almost.
Yeah, almost Kenny Hoopla, almost Coi Leray. Oh fuck.
Yeah, you talking about Night Lavelle has me feeling a lot of FOMO from that night.
You should have came.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
Were
yeah.
you were sick or something, weren't you?
Yeah, well, that was right. That was after. Yeah, that was like the day after Super Heavy. Yeah, that's right. Because that's why I didn't go to 100 Gecs too. Because those shows were back to back. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a great
so
week.
I kind of regret getting in the pit for Night Lavelle because it made 100 Gecs a lot more painful. But
yeah,
it was still fun.
So honestly, I haven't been to a lot of concerts this year, which is kind of a bummer. Just because I've been working a lot at my new job and I'm just more focused on that. For better or for worse. I will say honorable mention is going to be not the AZ Way Too Active show for Sam X, but the one that we just recently, me, Max, and Los just went to at Aura. That was a good one.
It was a lot of fun.
Originally, the stage setup was really stupid, and I don't think anybody would say
as hell, bro.
Differently. But I will say that just them being in that small environment was really cool, and it was really fun just because... It didn't feel like there were over 100 people, it didn't look like there was over 100 people, but you felt like it was like a Van Buren show. I mean, everybody was just going crazy. I was getting pushed and shoved. Dude, seeing Max just fall flat on his fucking tailbone was...
By my own will, too. Like, I wasn't even, like, pushed. Like, I literally slipped on some fucking ice.
Bro literally slipped on
right
a banana,
on
like,
ass.
In the fucking Looney Tunes.
Like straight on my ass and back. Like, just straight flat. Like, not even, like, stumbled or, like, just...
Sound.
Yeah,
like
bro.
Nothing to break the fall, dude.
My back is still fucked up from that, bro. I have a hard time. If I sit in this chair for too long and get up, I'm like... but, yeah, bro, that shit was... That was a fun show. And then we went to Charlie's that night. Didn't we?
Yeah, yes, then we
yeah,
did.
That was a,
Callie and I saw Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
And then we all
that was a fun night. That was a fun night.
It was a great
we
night.
We gotta go back
night.
There. Shout out Charlie. Shout
you
out
would have loved the show, Brayden. You would have loved
yeah.
the show.
Yeah, that would have been it. That would have been a perfect for those not seeing. Holding camera vertically, swinging arm in the air. Brayden moves.
So yeah, that's my honorable mention. But I'm just gonna take about like 5 fucking hours to talk about this Super Heaven show because holy fuck. So if you've never heard of Super Heaven, and you want to listen to what a Nirvana type band would be making in 2023 or like just in the new era, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, they, for me, there's not a lot of artists out there that I feel like I can really, really relate to on a lyrical level, like bar for bar, but anything that Super Heaven puts out, like I just feel like they understand a lot. Of what goes on in my life, which sounds extremely weird, but just that whole show was just amazing. They basically performed Jar, their album Jar, from mm-hmm. front to back in order. And they did Next to Nothing and Poor Eileen after that from Mars is Chrome, which was cool. I would have preferred they played... I would have loved if they did Downswing from Ours is Chrome on mm-hmm. that one. But that whole show, I mean, because we met that guy...
Yeah. What was his name?
His name was Gabe.
Gabe.
Shout out Gabe Franco, bro. I hope he's having a good day. But yeah,
yeah, we met some
friends. I cleared out their fucking merch table. I probably spent about $250 in merch. Ooh. Bought 2 of their special edition records, and I bought like every shirt they had, which was like fucking 5 of them. But yeah, man. I mean,
we have both of them on our wall.
I love the fact that their music is so meaningful. And this is going to sound a little fucked up, but that they're not as big. You know what I mean? Because that show probably had no more than 150 people.
Yeah,
maybe
like 200 people, maybe.
If that. Yeah. And having, like, just being so... I was literally directly in front of the stage. So it was a very fun experience just being able to soak all that in, just to sing the lyrics and sing my heart out. I haven't ugly cried in a very long time, and during No One's Deserving and Hole in the Ground, I mean, that's just what did it for me. It was a very, very spiritual experience. I fucking loved it, and I needed it because there was some shit going on in my life like the week leading up to that show, and that weekend was just a very nice release for me. So that's all I'm going to say about that, but yeah, the Super Heaven show was very fun, and that's really... That's not only my concert of the year, it probably will be my concert of the half decade.
Damn.
Maybe decade. Who knows?
Hell yeah.
I still seen City Morgan Santa Ana, and that one's pretty Yeah. That one was pretty high up the list. So, but yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I'm done sucking cock. Go ahead, look, Carlito.
All right. Like Mateo, I haven't been able to go to shows really all that much. I will say, because my experience was kind of fucked up for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Strokes, and Thundercat. A PSA to our listeners who decide to get drunk and shit. Note that other people are there. So have fun, but be aware of your surroundings and, you know, how other people are perceiving you in that moment. But the three I have in my head and shit when it comes to these shows. First one I want to mention was Rico Nasty. Her shit was a little bit more energized than I thought it was going to be because, you know, she hasn't been, like, the biggest artist, you know, when she first started blowing up, you know, right now and shit. But it's good to know that, like, she still has her loyal, you know, fan base and shit. Number two, I would say, is the AZ Way Too Active show for Sam X and shit. Because it really showed, like, how those guys are doing something different, you know, when they were done, everyone dispersed, and here came MC Mystique just pulling up all different types, all types of styles out of his ass. But for my top show, I really have to eat my words and shit.
Oh,
I,
no
I,
way.
Oh, yeah.
I
didn't
think
about that.
It's,
here we
it's
go.
It's going to be 100 Gex.
Let's
man.
Go.
Walk on the floor.
That where shit was just nonstop from? Energy, walk constantly getting elbowed in the face and shit. Man, that shit was just fucking wild. Only regret is the next day, for the next 2 days while work, I could feel my knees popping very often.
Dude, I called out of work the next day. I couldn't get out of bed because I felt like flat on my knees, on some cartoon ass fall part two. I was running around in that pit and someone tripped and fell, and I tripped on them like it was like a log or something, and my legs got caught in them, and I literally fell right on my knees like this. Face right in some dude's crotch, bro. And I couldn't get up. I was just like stuck there. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to just sit here until someone picks me up. I literally have never, I've been going to concerts with these guys for years. I've been to hundreds of concerts. Never fallen in my life until that week. I fell then, and I fell at, I think I fell at Night Lavelle. At Night Lavelle, 100 Gex, and Sam X that week. I've never fallen in my life and just...
Went into the show a big ass hater and shit, and I practically got jumped into a gang at that point.
Yeah, bro. They knew you was a hater. They came for blood.
Bro got inaugurated, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Did you geck?
I geck really hard, man. I geck ever since then, man. Cut that,
bro. Gecked up like crazy.
Yeah, I just wish I went to the show you guys went, because it sounded like I probably would have seen more of the
that shit was crazy fun.
The first time around was just something different.
It
man.
Was like a stampede of bizarre emotion. Just like the second that when you hear, pick it up, and they start running, and you're like, oh, we're running. And everybody's running. It was like, oh, my God, bro.
Yeah. But, you know, it would have been interesting to see because, you know, there were a lot of normies I saw there. It's like, come on, man. Let's bring more of the guys who are dressed as wizards and are recording through their Nintendo
Oh, everybody
DS.
Was dressed as a wizard at the first show. Like, probably 80% of the population there was dressed like a wizard. It was a lot of fun.
Shit.
But no, still the best concert I've ever been to.
That shit probably would have destroyed me because the next day I had to go to Phoenix. Or not Phoenix, Tucson.
Jeez.
Shout out Tucson. Boy. Let's be traveling. Sold out dates. Catch every day.
Los on tour.
Los on tour. Addicted to sex. Gotta get laid.
Looking for I some sloppy top that. Came in. Like Tommy Hawk.
Yeah,
I ain't clocking off.
It's a very
shout
nice,
out
it's smiling. Very nice list, Los.
Thanks, man. Shit. It's glad to report to the people. I am a gecker now.
Yeah. All right, we're done here.
Holy fuck, folks. We're at 150 minutes.
It'll probably get cut down to 120 minutes. I think like 30 of those minutes is just unusable material.
We'll see. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll see you soon. Content coming soon.
How long have we been doing this show for?
A little over 3 years. We missed the 3-year anniversary. It was in March.
Damn. We're almost at 100 episodes.
Yeah. We got to do something special.
Well, to our listeners, thanks for sticking this long.
Yeah, man. We really appreciate it.
And shit, we can't wait to show you guys the Riz-ass studio we got, you know, with the fucking vinyls everywhere. We even got the motherfucking Kyle signed poster.
Yeah, bro,
shit.
we got a. Well,
we got the Rizalisa waiting to be hung.
Yeah,
over
we got
here.
Fredo Santana drawing on the wall.
Shout out to the artist
Vammy.
Yeah, Mindless Behavior.
Shout out Vammy.
Shout out to Isaac Paleo. Shout out to all you motherfuckers.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to
clocking in.
Shout out to Zoned Magazine. We got that Sam X picture framed on the wall. Shout out. I don't know who did this, but it's fucking cool.
I'm pretty sure also I'll have to look up. I think Vammy also did that one.
Yeah, we also have a Hove picture by Vammy. Shout out my friend Livy, our first piece of fan art's in here.
Shout out
Olivia. Shout out all the people that we have a wall of signed shit. Shout out everybody on there. We got 101st place.
Oh, Jesus.
Ski Mask signed a poster from a Juice WRLD concert a while ago. We got Kyle signed the poster from the greatest show of all time. Both Super Heaven records that were referenced by our friend Mateo. This signed Beth's record. The Beth. And we got Trippy Red up here. It's a fun wall full of fun things. So you guys will see soon. We're working on some camera shit. We just gotta figure out the kinks, and then once we got that figured out, we'll be ready to roll. So thank you for your patience again. Also, me and my homie Evan, we started the sports show connected to this, 808s and Sports Takes.
Oh, yeah.
So if y'all want to go check that out, we're fucking stupid like this, except we talk about men things.
And
so
if you don't check it, your mama's a hoe.
Yeah, it's fucking loud for that.
And shout out you three boys for having me on more often.
You're always welcome.
A lot of fun. It's always,
yeah.
It's always
like
fun.
You're like the fourth member.
Yeah,
bro.
There ain't never a time you're not welcome here.
Trust us. At this point, it's just a tagline.
Yeah, bro.
It's a community at this point.
Let's go, dude.
Like Vin Diesel said, fuck family.
Family, bro. You are family.
And who knows? Maybe you'll be able to step on concrete and make that shit
dumbass
like a fucking
lame ass movie, bro.
Like Vin Diesel.
Yes. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, peace out, folks.
Later, later.
Have a good night, y'all. Peace.
Thank you for listening to 808s and Cold Takes.